Says, where's Yishami? Yes, there's Yishami Rosh Hashanah that says that David Kamarav is David Kamarav. So, and you see the way we learned the sugya. I mean, it's clear from the sugya that he didn't object. That was it, Rishon Gamliel. Rishon Gamliel didn't object, and he didn't. And he didn't. And we said we deduce from here that if somebody does something, if it's not halacha psukah, so you shouldn't stop him because you're implying that that's halacha. It's not halacha. I mean, that's what you see from the sugya. So our deductions from the sugya, I mean, I think were pretty solid. But on the other hand, we saw the Rif says that, and the Rosh says also, I mean, follows the Rif, that Allah Rabbi Kiva Mechavera. So Allah Rabbi Kiva, and I saw the Ram Moses says Allah Rabbi Kiva in his Pirish Mishnah. There's a mistake here, by the way, a misprint. And now Mishnah it says Allah Rabbi Yehuda. It's supposed to be Allah Rabbi Kiva, Pirish Mishnah. But Kapach points it out. It's just a mistake. I took like, well, what's so beautiful? It's just a misprint. But anyways, So really, I mean, from the Gemara itself, the deductions that we made from the Gemara, I think can be denied. Clear. We came against the problem with the Rif. We came against the problem with the Rif. But I think the answer, I think, is perhaps is based on a shir I gave a while ago, one of the shur shirim, on the way psak, the way the psak works. That by psak you have a there's a concept, there's an institution of being olal aminyan. And that's how we explain the Beisham Beis Hillel. Now, Beisham Beis Hillel, why there became two schools was because of the fact that they weren't olal aminyan. The arguments are too diverse. But ordinarily we have a method of being olal aminyan, and we come to a conclusion. So the halacha. Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechavero is something which the Shas was olal aminyan for. Later, at a later date, at a later time, it wasn't. Therefore, once they were olal aminyan, then it's halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechavero, and that's why the Rif says that. What? Who did I say? I'm sorry. Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechavero. So once they're olal aminyan, it's halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechavero. But before that time, there was no psak. Okay, before that time there was no psak. So then the halacha, then it was David Kamaravid, David Kamaravid. Okay, that's the Yerushalmi.
Yavne was just the
There was no achra. And Yavne was what?
Just kneeled.
Yeah, and Yavne, at the time of Yavne, there was no achra. It was just kneeled. It was kneeled. But now that Nimnu v'gomru Allah Rabbi Kiva Mechavero, so now you have to pass like Rabbi Kiva. You see? Now the question, of course, is in the underlying machlekes. In other words, in the underlying machlekes, you don't have to say that they are mutually exclusive halachically. That Rabbi Akiva would hold, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nur would not be Yetzer. You see, that's not. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way. It could be B'dievid Yel Yetzer, but that doesn't mean that's the right. There's a difference between them many times. I mean, you don't do it if you don't do halacha exactly right. It doesn't necessarily mean you're not Yetzer. I mean, in many cases in Tefillah where B'dievid Yetzer, and if a person abbreviates a bracha. So, l'chatchil, you're not allowed to do that. But if he has the inyan abracha, he's yaitza. So, it's something to think about. I mean, I'm not sure about this. I mean, it doesn't have to be that way either. Because the Ovid Kamarovit could be even when they're mutually exclusive also. Because you have a case of the machlekes, for instance, by Zman Amincha and Zman Arvis. So we say hashta de lo itmer hilchas lo kamar velo kamar. David kamar of it. David kamar of it. And it's mutually exclusive. So so it doesn't really matter over here. I don't know. I don't know whether Rabbi Akiva held if he did like a Birchan Amidah, you would not be Yetzer. Not necessarily you have to say that way. But nevertheless, even if you do say that way, it doesn't remove the Ovid Kamar of it, the Ovid Kamar of it. Because that's a halacha benegeya to hashta lo itma hilchas lo kamar v'lo kamar is the Ovid Kamar of it, the Ovid Kamar of it. That's a halachic institution. You know what I mean? That's a means of dealing with a machlokes, even when it's mutually exclusive. So it's quite possible over here. I don't know. I'm just saying I don't know. It's hard to make a judgment like that. You know whether they're mutually exclusive. But at any rate, regardless of what you say, you see, we could explain. We got stuck last time. Excuse me. You see the Gemara there, Plaga Mencha. So that's what I'm saying. So I don't know. I'm just saying I'm throwing it around. I don't know. But it doesn't make any difference, really, because either way, there's a halacha of hashtad lo'it me'el chasid lo'kamar v'lo'kamar dovekamar v'dovekamar v'. So apparently, in the time of the Tanoim, they didn't make a decision. I mean, that's how you have to explain this whole incident over here. And that's why the Yerushalmi says dovekamar v'dovekamar v'. Either the Rif said halacha v'kivim echavero, the Rif held that was then, but later was nimnu v'gamru, their old dominion. And they decide all the machlekesin are going to be we're going to paskin this way. So once the old dominion, so then you can't do it anymore. Then it's halacha kibbutz mechavera. Okay, so I think we could explain the dilemma that we somehow or other entered into by following the information the ideas of the Gemara. I think that we did come up for, momentarily against a dead end, but I rethought it, and I think that it's not necessarily a dead end, because there weren't old dominion at that time. That would explain the riff and the rush. Okay, that's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question. Ben Chanan al Yisi did not hold. Doesn't say halacha krebi akiva mechavero. That's an interesting thing, but he does paskin based on a different consideration. What does he say? Yeah, I mean, it would seem that the Rach, where does the Rach differ from the Rif? Apparently, the Rach held that it was decided before they were all in minyan, and they made the general klal of halachic Rebbe Kiva Mechavera. That's what the Rach holds, because he holds that you see that Rebbe was Koveya the Mishnah, like Rebbe Akiva. And even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who argues on him, also agreed. So it comes out that Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel were in agreement, halachic Rebbe Akiva, so apparently he held that that's an indication that they were Olah L'Minyan at that time in Koveya Halacha. They were Kaveh Halacha like Rabbi Akiva before. That's the machlekes between the Rach and the Rif. That the Rach holds that they were Kaveh before Halacha Rabbi Akiva. Because you see that Rebbe and even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was Bar Pluktei, they both agreed. So it would have seemed that at that time was already accepted Halacha Rabbi Akiva. That's what I think the Rach is saying. And the Rif holds, the Rif agrees with him, but Lav Mitameh. The Rif holds it's because of the Halacha, because Nimnu V'Gamru, Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechavera. Okay, that's the machlekes. That since it would seem that he held, you have to know his system of how it passes. Apparently, he held that once you see that Rav Shimon Gamliel, who was the Bar Plukta of Rebbe, agreed with regard to Rebbe Akiva, so then we're based on that we're kaveh halacha like Rebbe Akiva. By Rav Shimon Gamliel himself, in his time, there was no kviyas halacha yet. Afterwards, it was. After them, they were kaveya. They were kaveya because of that fact. But they were part of the fact. So he himself, in his time, wasn't kavoy yet. That's the way you have to learn. Okay. You see, on the surface, I say like this. That with regard, the only reason there's no psak in a philosophical matter is because psak is only possible where there's hiluch. You see, psak doesn't tell you a reality. Psak is a phenomenon of hiluch, of nihug, of maisa. That's the area, because we aren't machriya ideas. You have machlekes tanaim, even in halacha. We're not machriya who's right or who's wrong, because we don't know. You see, you can't give a achra on that. You see, you can't give a achra on that. That's elav el divrei kim chayim. But with regard to maisa, you must have a judgment. Judgment is only insofar as the area of the realm of maisa is concerned. See, so it doesn't matter if a machlekes is philosophical. The only reason why you can't give a psak in philosophy is because the institution doesn't lend itself to achra. You can't be machriya that an idea is right. That's a nonsensical concept. What do you mean, machriya? But when it comes to halacha, so halacha lends itself to psak because halacha is an action, and an action you can give achra on an action. Can't give a raw on ideas, you say. Okay. So you can't give, that's the idea. That's really the idea that you can't give psak on a philosophical matter is because the institution of psak doesn't lend itself. It's not a vehicle of such a kind of a phenomenon. You can't get together 100 people and say that one guy's wrong. I mean, it doesn't matter you have 100 people. You see, he still may be right. I mean, one person can be right against the millions of people, against the entire world. That's the Yesod HaDos, Avraham Ivri. So you can't give psak, doesn't the institution of psak. That's why Chazal never say hilchasa. Whenever they have these arguments, they never say hilchasa. Because it's not possible to say such a thing. But wherever you have a nihug and a maisa, then you can have a ra. Okay, so let's just leave it at that. No. What?
You can't say that.
You can't say elu ve'elu on a yesod in the dos. That's ridiculous. That's the whole idea of yesod, that this is the framework. So in the framework, you can have two positions that have a din of Torah. But you can't have one position outside the framework. That's nonsensical. Look at what he says. I mean, that famous machlokes in the Rambam and the Ravid has no sheiches over here. The Ravid agrees with the Rambam that is wrong. The only question is, does he have a din of an apikoros? Because his underlying, I explained this 100 times, because his underlying belief is that God is really not physical. That's what he's saying. But he's making a mistake. He's saying, I believe whatever it is. He doesn't have any predilections. You know, he doesn't care which way it goes. If he cares which way it goes, that's bad. Rav's not defending him that. It's only that Rav says he's making an innocent error. He doesn't care. But he thinks this is what the Torah is telling him. Torah is not telling him that.
Says,
in fact, it's a...
But they think that's what I'm following. That's his position.
That's right. But if he has his own ideas, I mean, that's no good. That's really bad. If he likes this idea, feels comfortable with this idea, that's kfira. That's kfira. Then the Rav would agree it's a kfira. I mean, it's a pasuk in this week's Sedra. What does the pasuk say? Literally. What does the pasuk say? It says, "V'hoya b'shamo es divrei olazos." Right, Vizbarach Bulvova Lamar Shalom Yeli, and then you have a strange few words after that. What does it say? Ki Bishrirus Libi Elech. What does it mean? Ki, because. It should have said Shalom Yeli U Bishrirus Libi Elech. What's Ki Bishrirus Libi Elech? It means to say that the Oved Avodah Zorah believes in his emotions. He believes that because his emotions are telling him this thing, that because he, that's his belief system, because he follows that, things are going to be good. That's his system. See, because I'll follow the way I feel, and the way I feel is reality. See, that's his belief system. Because that's why Shalom Yeli. That's the Torah. Can't say it any better. That's that's the underlying philosophy of the Yavod of Azor. That's exactly what it is. It spells it out precisely. What? No, it's not all. No. The Tirgum Uncle says array, because yeah. Rashi is an interesting Rashi. V'losh mati ala risia b'yisor Rabbi Nisra ben Bar Yehuda. So Rashi's saying that I didn't hear this from my Rebbe, but I saw it in the Sefer. So apparently Rashi is saying that you can't give the same value to something that you read from somebody's Sefer as you can to something that you heard from your Rebbe. They actually learn mipiv. It's a different kind of a communication. That's the idea of ish mipiish. Not the same. It's not the same. You can see something, but you don't know if you saw the whole picture or what, or if you got it right. I mean, a different thing when you learn something from Rebbe. So I mentioned often that it was a fellow that learned by a Talmud of Rabbi Baruch Ber. And he said, and he had Bikur Shmuel, like one of the hardest farm. So he told me, he says, that when my Rebbe learns Rabbi Baruch Ber, Bikur Shmuel, he says, it's different, totally different, because he learned by Rabbi Baruch Ber. So it's a different kind of a thing. When you pick up a sefer from somebody, you pick up a sefer from a guttel, you may think you understand it. It's ain't a doma to really hearing the Torah mipiv. It's a different thing. Completely different phenomenon. That's what Rashi's saying over there. It's an interesting Rashi. Yeah, okay, go ahead. It seems Rashi holds like Tesfis. It's not a machlekes, but Nisan v'Tishrei. See, because otherwise it would be... unless he holds a going to that mandama, I mean, but it doesn't seem to say that way. But anyways... yeah, what does Rashi mean? Demirinami ivri v'lo biyadayim? Dechsiv b'dvar Hashem shemayim naso. What does it mean? Of course. I mean,
It was a different creation than the others where it was said
about. He means there was no pre-creation. That was a big philosophical argument. In other words, was there the creation, the universe that we have, did it emerge directly from Kadosh Baruch Hu, or was something else created? It was indirect. And then... so Rashi, that's what Rashi means. That's what Rashi means, lo biyadayim. It means there was nothing intervening. It was direct.
What does it mean, indirect?
Indirect means that something was pre-existed. Like Plato's theory, like that. So Rambam says, if you believe that theory, you're not oker any of the ikrei hados. But the Rambam sees no need for it. He says no need to accept it. But the he doesn't go for it because of the he holds that if you learn the Torah properly, there's no logical place for it. I mean, let me put it that way. But it was a Ram does say that if a person held from that theory, he's not an apikoros. Okay. Rashi's saying. And all I'm saying is that's what Rashi said. Rashi's saying it was direct. It was direct. When Rashi says, just the pshat in Rashi, because Rashi says in the next one, Kinegar says there is the ksiv bu nami shofar. What's the nami? Like the first one. So Rashi learns when the Gemara says, no, of course there's a lot of ilulim and sefer tilim, but we mean this one, hanach t'ksiv bu halu b'seker shofar. So the Gemara is not just making a reference. Rashi's making the reference. Hanach the halu kel b'kutcha. He's telling you which one it is. But the Gemara is not just telling you which capital tilim it is. The Gemara is telling you the reason, because it says halu b'seker shofar. Okay? And Rashi says, and that's why the other Mandama Sekenegger says there was why, because there's also shofar there. So Rashi requires that there must be shofar. And what about Sama Marsha Olam Nivra? That he doesn't require. That he says happened in Rosh Hashanah. That's right. That the tie-in is Rosh Hashanah. I mean, the three different themes. One is the sefer Tehillim is the sefer of Shvacha Shel Makom, how a person is Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu the proper way. That's one theme. And of course, in saying Malchius, that's what you're doing. I mean, that's what you're doing. And that Halleluka we mentioned, the Halleluka really says, in essence, that you could never be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's why you use all those instruments. Okay, it means it's endless. And then you have the theme of Aseres HaDibros is really the foundation of Klal Yisrael. That's Tayag Mitzvahs. It's Aseres HaDibros. So that's the fundamental principle of the Umay Yisraelis. I mean, which is why we're Omed on Rosh Hashanah, because why we have a special significance on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, that's why we're doing the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of the Kedushas Hayom, which emanates from Sinai. And the third theme, which is the theme of Maisa Bereishis, that's Yedias Hashem. That's Maisa Bereishis, Yedias Hashem. And you can't negate any theme here. I mean, if you want to know how you say Malchius, so then it's Sefer Tehillim. If you want to know why you say Malchius, it's Aseres Adibros. If you want to know what Malchius is, it's Bereishis Bara Lakim. I mean, it's Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Bereishis is Yedias Hashem. I mean, that's a klal throughout the Torah and through all the Nevi'im. Expanded on by the Nevi'im. It wouldn't have the Tzuras HaMitzvah.
Right, so
we're engaged in the Maisa HaMitzvah, which is, I mean, it's philosophical, of course. Everybody's chayav. That's V'yeda kol po, V'yama kol Hashem Neshama Bapa. It's chayav. Every minute, kol Neshama Talaka. I mean, every human being. But we're engaged over here in something special, which is a mitzvah. It's incorporated in a special entity that was given to us at Sinai. It's a different thing. It bothers me. You know what I mean? I mean, you could say simply ma'amachada v'lo pligi, and each one of these themes is essential. Is essential insofar as our ability to say Malchius. I mean. What does the pasuk say in Tehillim? The pasuk says that Ashrei Yom Yodei Sruah. I mean, that so it's true. I mean, you have to know what you're doing, and it's an institution of mitzvah, and it's Yedias Hashem. I mean, you can't do without one of those. It would seem from Rashi that, in other words, it has to. They're all indispensable, but. But it must be something, it must reflect a concept that's tied somehow to the Kedushas Hayom. That's tied to the Kedushas Hayom. It's tied to Kedushas Hayom. Yeah, I'll tell you why. Okay. See, the thing is like this, that what's the idea of saying 10? What's the idea of saying 10? It means like this. It means you have to say Imru Lefanei Malchius. So one pasuk, that's it, Yetzer. See, what's the idea of 10? What it means is like this, that the Malch, in the Malchius, in the Amiris Malchius, in the Amiris Achronus, in the Amiris Shofros, that a person should try to demonstrate the concept that he is manifesting Shvachi insofar as he's able to describe and to express Shvachos shel Makom in the highest possible degree, in every way that's possible for him to do so. He's only a Basar Adam and he's limited, but in every way that's possible for him to do so. So when he says Malchius, even the number of statements that he uses is to reflect something else. You see, is to reflect something else, reflect another idea. You know what I mean? So it means to say that it's the realization on Yom HaDin that he's lefnei Melech Malchem Lachem, and his attempt is in every way to express the Malchius HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in every possible way. So how do you do in every possible way? That even the amount of statements that he uses reflects an idea. So he reflects an idea. Okay? Excuse me? Well, that's the Ran talks about that. That's a question. That's a different question. That's a question of if must be exactly 10, or no, once you have 10 already, so that's it. So it doesn't matter if you Moses doesn't do any harm. I mean, you have the 10. You don't exactly 10. That's different. That's different machlekes. We'll get to that. But the idea of the 10 is that even, in other words, in his activity of Malchius, even by way of even by way of illusion, he's trying to reflect the idea of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? That's what we're doing. Yeah, the Aseret HaDibros is Vatem Tehillim Mamlechas Kohen V'Goy Kadosh. So that's the Yomakar Shem Hashem Ma'apar Hashem L'Kei Yisrael Melech U'Malchus V'Kol Mashallah. So that's included. That's including the idea of Malchus. But what it means is, I think the reason why Rashi says is so the truth of the matter is, so why does Rashi say B'Rosh Hashanah? You see, because the answer is that the allusion to it cannot be made unless there's a connection somehow, you see, to the day in which you're saying it. You know what I mean? That's why the Gemara is asking a question of Malchus, but the Gemara says because it says B'Sega Shofar. But Shofar is Shofar. It's not Malchus. You have Malchus, Chumash, and Shofar. So how do you go from the Shofar to the Malchus? But the answer is that it wouldn't have any value, the reference, even by way of the reference, would not be of value unless there's some connection between what you're doing now and the reference. That's what Rashi's saying. So Rashi learned the Gemara, L'Beseker Shofar means no, because it says Shofar. So what does it mean Shofar? Now it could be a reference, because the Shofar is tied to the Yom HaDin, to the Yom HaZikaron, rather. Shofar is tied to the Yom HaZikaron. So since it's tied to the Yom HaZikaron, so that's why the 10 that you're doing is a reference. If it wouldn't be tied to the Yom HaZikaron, where's the connection? Where's the reference? You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what Rashi has to say also with regard to Asara Mamara. It's a very nice idea, but where's the connection between that idea and between what you're doing? That has to be, you're saying that this is Shvacha Shom Makom, that not just am I saying Malchius, but in my Malchius I have a reference in the by way of enumeration to Yediyas Hashem, to the concept of Yesh Me'ayin, to Misham of Hayolam. So it's very nice, but where's the connection? See, the halacha demands not just a nice philosophical principle, but halacha demands that it be hooked in, that there's in reality some kind of a relationship. So you're standing on Rosh Hashanah, what shaykh is that? Where's the indication? It has to be a manifestation of the fact that in Shevach it must be manifest. So where's the manifestation that your Amira is Asom Amaris Nivar Olam? Where's the connection? So Rashi says that's the connection, because B'Rosh Hashanah Nivar Olam. So since B'Rosh Hashanah is Nivra Olam, and you're Omed B'Rosh Hashanah, so that's what makes the 10 a valid reference. You understand? That's what gives you the opportunity to say a Malchius that demonstrates that Shvach Hashem Makom can never ever be said by man, and we try in every manner, even by way of reference, to indicate Shvach Hashem Makom. That's why the enumeration is also a reference to Shvach Hashem Makom, to Asar Mamaros. But you can't do that if your halacha demands that there be some connection. Otherwise, it's a nice philosophical idea, but halacha demands a demonstration. That's the way halacha works. So that's how Rashi deduced that from the Gemara. Because Rashi didn't take the Gemara to mean halu b'seker shofar, that it's that's the kapitel tehillim he's talking about, you see. But because otherwise Rashi would say halu luka, yeah, otherwise the Gemara would have said halu kel b'kacho. Why say halu b'seker shofar? If you want to reference the kapitel, it's halu. So Rashi says, so why did the Gemara say b'seker shofar? So Rashi was very observant. He said, oh, you see, the Gemara holds that you can't, it's a very nice idea to show that the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my enumeration is to indicate more Shevach, just by way of enumeration. It's a very nice idea, but how do you manifest, how do you demonstrate that connection? Halacha demands a demonstration. So Rashi says, that's the Gemara saying, B'Sekah Shofar, because Shofar is a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, so there's a reference to it. It has to be a reference to it. That's what I think Rashi's saying. That's right. That's a good raya. I was thinking that too. The fact that they aren't commensurate in type shows you that it's just a halacha in demonstration. It's not a luchic thing, the seika shofar, because mitzvah shofar. It's the fact that there's a reference to shofar validates my asiyah, my amira, you see, and connects it. So it has a manifestation of shvacha shomakom, of sefer tehillim, you see. And that's why it doesn't matter whether it's shofar, which is a halachic entity, or whether it's because tishrei nivra olam, which is a different thing or a different type of thing altogether, you see. So it doesn't matter. But the point is that the halacha demands not just a philosophical principle, but the halacha has a certain requirement for the maisa siya. It must be demonstrable, you see. So if there's no connection, so then it's very nice, but where's the connection to the Sama Maros, you see? That's a Rashi song. Okay. See, the basic concept of Ein Pochsim means like this. Let me explain to you more clearly what it means. It means like this. It means Imra Lefanei Malchus. Okay. So what do you mean? So we say Malchus, yeah, but we can't be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, it's nonsensical. Okay, but it means it means we have to understand that this is insofar as we are capable.
Right.
Okay, so because me and Mal Gvoros Hashem Shmi Kolti Lazo Norasilos in the Piyutim. So the idea is that the person says, I'm trying to say Shvacho Shom Makom. So what I'll do is I'll say 10 psukim. Because by 10, it's a reference to another idea, you see. So that indicates really the concept that I can't be Meshabeach, but I'm attempting. Just that's really the concept of enumeration. Enumeration means I have to be Meshabeach. I have no choice, you see. But I know I'm not capable, so I demonstrate my incapacity by showing how I'll express it by way of number, you see, by way of number. The fact that I use 10 is a reference to indirectly, you understand? Indirectly, the fact that I'm doing it indirectly is a measure of the fact that I can't do it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the concept. That's the concept.
I could do it directly,
but I can't. So I can make reference to it. I'll use an amount of numbers that makes a reference to that idea. That indicates my inferiority in expressing the idea. You understand what I'm saying? My inability. That's the concept of so that's why it says Ein Pochsim. Ein Pochsim Me'asara. Because if you are Pochus Me'asara, so you're missing that dimension of Malchus, and that really is Malchus. Part of Malchus is the recognition of our inability to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a part of Malchus. So how do you express that? So you express that through the fact that you're using enumeration to be a reference to an idea. The idea is above me, beyond me. I can't express it. You see, that's really that's the concept of Ein Pochsim, and that's a kiyum in the Malchus. That's why the Mishnah says Ein Pochsim. Ein Pochsim means it means that if you are poches, you're being poches in the Malchus. Yeah, Ramzal, yes. He says, Sholosh Brachos Amtsoyos, Paragimel Shofar. Is, Shel Rosh Hashanah, Vigyamak Purim, Shel Yovel, Shem Malchus, Vizachronos, Shofaros, Ma'akvo Zuas Zu, Vitzorach, Lomar, Bacho, Brocho, Mayen, Asar, Psukha, Mayen, Abrocha. Shloshu Psukha, Matar, Shoshav Zum, Shoshav Zum, Vechmeter Mashlambo. The Mishnah of Yotza. The Im Omar Posuk Echod Mina Torah, the Echod Mina Ksuvim, the Echod Mina Neviim is Yotza. Vafilu Omar, Vasarosho Hashem Elokeinu Kosuv Lamar. The Omar Posuk Shel Torah, the Hifsik, Shuvain Etzarach Klon. It's fine, he goes, and he has three steps. What? Yeah, I know that. I know. And so, but it's all machlekes. I learned that. It's machlekes Rishon. The Ramban and the Balamar.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You got to learn. Yeah. So, what kind of a thing is this? First, he says that he's tzorach lama, but tzorach lama b'chol bracha man. And now, first says tzorach lama, then he says that vim mama pasuk echad is yotza. is yatza. So apparently there's a difference in tzarach lomar between yatza.
Just three is yatza.
Well, yeah, I know, but and then in tzarach klom. I know, but I'm just saying there's a difference between three, where is yatza, and tzarach lomar asara.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But what's the answer? Now, the answer is because it's a kiyum in the malchus. The concept of asara is a kiyum in the malchus. That's the kiyum in the malchus, that I can't express it. I can't express it, so the closest I can do is make reference to it by number. That's a kiyum in the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. You see? So that's v'tzarech. You have to. But the chiyuv imru lefanai malchus in terms of the Kedushas Hayom, if he said one, he's yaitza. You can't argue that. That's the basic halacha. Okay, the shura sadin. I mean, basic halacha is that he's yotze. But was he mekayim malchus b'shleimusa? No, it's lacking. It's lacking in the malchus. That's ein pochsen. That's ein pochsen means if you poches in the. In other words, ein pochsen. Hit a mishnah says ein pochsen. Then we say, what does the Gemara say? Ein pochsen. And yet, if you say one from each one, you yotze. Right, it was going to end of the parak. What? Lamanam it off. Yeah, right. That's where they get it from. Right. Yeah, that's Amar Chana Amar Raf. Kivin Shem Esalskas Leim Oshuv and Itzarch. Right. But the Ram, where's Ram have Vim Omar Echad? That's his own. Vim Omar Echad. Yeah, so apparently the Ram held it's not a steer. He held the Mishnah all the way too. He held it's not a steer. Ain't pochsen. It's not a steer. Right? So the Mama Shash going to Yatza. And Mama Shash going to the end of the parak. By us. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Right. Yeah, where's that? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, Vimama Shalosh. Oh, I'm sorry. Vimama. Yeah, it's better. Vimama Shalosh Mekulin Yatza. On our right on our Gemara. Lam Bezimov. Not the end of the parak. That's the third Ram. Okay. Vimama Shalosh Mekulin is Yatza. Kineged Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. Okay. So the so you see that it says ain't pochsen. So ain't pochsen means you can't do less. No, the language of ain't pochsen means that if you diminish, you're diminishing from the kiyum. So ein pochsen, you don't diminish from the kiyum of the Kabbalas Malchus. You see, ein pochsen. But that's true, because you don't. If you have less, you're diminishing from the kiyum of the Malchus. But that's a separate thing. Whether he's yotze's basic basic requirement of im lefanei malchus. That's him. Oma echad mi kulon is yatza. You mean the third stage? Okay, I just want to explain the ein pochsen. The ein pochsen, because ein pochsen is strange. Ein pochsen, and then if you say three years, how is it possible? Pochsen means you're being poches mi kvodo shel makom in malchus, from the Kabbalas Malchus. It means what the Mishnah is telling you is it's a pchas, it's a reduction. It's not the same thing. Not the same thing. It's not just a hidur. It's you being poches. That's what the Mishnah is trying to tell you. Okay? All right. You're being poches in the Malchus. The Mishnah uses that Lushan. Because when it comes to Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't use any other Lushan. There's ain't pochsen. You can't be poches from Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't poches in Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. You can't be poches. It's the proper expression, ain't pochsen. It's not a long expression. It's a remiss to a lot of things. Aseres Dibros is also a remiss to the fact that that's something that we don't understand either. We don't understand. Why is it God's will that there should be an Umay Yisraelis? Do we understand why that is? The Rambam says we don't. The Rambam says we have no understanding of that. Just like we have no understanding why God created the universe. We can't understand it. So it's a remez to God's infinite wisdom, which we can't approach. I mean, so that's Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. I want you to know the word infinite is not a correct word either. It's also not a correct word. Okay. Yeah, because all the same. Yeah, because you have this, Imro Fanem Malchius, Shetamichuni Alechem, Zichronos, Kadesh Yala Zichronos, Ubam Mebeshofar. So they're all the same. It's all the same. Machlekes Shonim, you guys are, is Machlekes Shonim, if you get 10 or more.
The Gonim say
you can do more. Who says you can't?
The Rambam says, even though we've seen that the Gemara says in Kotzim
Asara, like we've seen Asara actually.
But he quotes, okay. He quotes the Gemara somewhere else, by Laning, I think.
Yeah.
He says, perhaps like Gemara, that's the same thing. Yeah. You see you can do more, it's just a memory.
He says, well, you see you can do more, it's just a memory. Okay. So the question is somebody, who asked that question yesterday? Amosh Nachmiya, so what's the Machlekes? So what's the Machlekes? What's the machlekes? The 10 only, or it could be Mosef? It could be Mosef. You see, it seems to me like this, that if it's the ideas, you want to get across the ideas, so there's nothing, I mean, once you have 10, very hard to, the Ron's argument seems very powerful, because if you're going to tell me, that you're going to tell me that you're reflecting, Aseres Adibris, Asar Mamaros, 11 is not going to do it. It's not going to do it. I mean, that's the Ron's argument. You should be a Mosef. Yeah. I'll tell you what I think it is. The question is like this. Is the halacha that you must reflect, you must produce by the enumeration a Chalei Shem Asara, to reflect Asar Mamaros, or Aseres Adibris, or Asara Hilulim. You understand? You must produce an entity, a Chalei Shem Asara, in the Tefillah, you see. Then you can't, then the Ron's right. There's no way, it's got to be exactly 10, you see. But if the halacha is a halacha in the Gavra Mespalel, in other words, the Gavra Mespalel can't be mispalel without that idea that he doesn't have a right to be mispalel, and he says 10. In saying 10, he's demonstrating the fact that the reason that he's saying this 10 is because he's by way of inference, he's making an inference to the infinite idea of Asar Mamaros Nivra Olam. So the idea that's beyond his human perception. It's a reference to a sphere, you see. So the fact that he does that is matir the tefillah. See, the fact that he does that. So it's really, it's not a halacha in producing a chefzer shel asara. It's a halacha in the frame of mind of the mespalel, the maisa tefillah. See, the maisa tefillah, he must have a maisa tefillah like that. So when he's mispal 10, he must say, that's why I'm doing this. So then once he does that already, then he can be Mosef. Then it's matir. So then he can be Mosef. It's not a halacha in producing a chalei shem cheftza shel asar. It's a halacha in the maisa tefillah. The maisa tefillah demands that's the framework that he's all made. It's a din in the Amidah Lefnei Hashem. He says it's a din in the Lefnei Hashem. And his Amira Lefnei Hashem is such that he recognizes that he can't be Mesapa Shvacha Shomakam. So he's enumerating Asara to show that that's the only way that he could be Meshabeach, you see. So in other words, it's a matir in the Gavra HaMespalel and the Maisa Tefillah. So as long as he has that idea, when he does the 10, the Asara, then that's matir. That's matir. Then he can be Mosef all he wants, you see. That's Allah.
So the number is not
it's a din in the Kavana of Omid Lifnei Hashem. Like Reb Chaim says, that in Tefillah there's two things. There's the Amir, there's the idea, the essential idea, like the second Reb Chaim in Tefillah, that the idea of Lifnei Hashem, it's a halacha in the Lifnei Hashem of Tefillah. That's the way I would put it. It's the Asara is halacha in the Lifnei, in the Kiyum of the Lifnei Hashem of Tefillah. You see? If it's halacha in the Kiyum of Lifnei Hashem in Tefillah, so that's it. As long as he's mechavim for that, so he was matir his tefillah. That's the question. Is it halacha? Is it halacha? Is it halacha in the maybe set up the categories? There's two categories in tefillah. One category is the lifnei Hashem. That's one category, and the second category is in the to have kavona to the pirushamilos in tefillah. The words, the amira in tefillah. If it's halacha in the amira in the tefillah, in the dvarim in the amira in tefillah, so then the Ran is right. If it's halacha in the chefsa shel amira, it can only be 10. You say. But if it's halacha in the lifnei Hashem, so then once, as long as he does it for that reason, so then he can go on. He can go on because the lifnei Hashem, it's machshir is his amida lifnei Hashem, so to speak. You know what I mean? So once he does it for that reason, so now he can go on. That's the question. That's the Ran. See, the Ran's question is only a question. See, the Gainim held, and the Ran capitulates. The Ran, he agrees. But he just raises the question. But the answer is, what the Gainim held, and he seems to agree, is that it's not a lach in the words of the tefillah, in the amira shel tefillah. It's a lach in the gavras lefnei Hashem of tefillah. So then he can go on. That's the question. Okay. Lefnei Hashem. Once he has the idea, once he has... Well, that's what it means. Chazal, yeah, ain't pochsen. That's what it means, ain't pochsen. And he has to go, yeah, can I get me? Can I get my? If the guy is a fool, the Mishnah's talking about the way a person should be misfollowed. I mean, he has to learn the Mishnah. It's no substitute for learning. But just because people don't learn, we can't make up tefillahs based upon the average person's ignorance. I mean, tefillahs are based on the right ideas. That's what the Mishnah's saying. And agrees. I don't think the Ran doesn't disagree with this idea. He was just questioning whether it's halacha not just in the lifnei Hashem of tefillah, or whether he held that his intuition was, it would seem it's halacha in the amira shel tefillah also. You understand what I'm saying? But he says no. In the end, he seems to accept what the Gainim shot. That's just halacha in the lifnei Hashem. Yes. So it would seem so that there also, even though Ein Pochsim Asar Pesukim Beis HaKnesses, is also a halacha like that. I mean, it seems a halacha like that. That it's not in the production of the Chefza, but it's a kiyum in the kiyum belief in the tzibor, in the halacha of. Halacha b'tzibur of Kriyas Torah. It's an interesting thing that the, in other words, what the Gemara is saying is, does Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri simply doesn't hold from the whole concept of Keneged? Doesn't hold from the whole concept. So then that would be, in other words, it's a funny kind of machlekes. The machlekes would be theoretically, when the machlekes is practically closer, it's theoretically further. You know what I mean? And when it's practically further, it's theoretically closer. You know what I mean? Because if you say, because there's nothing of nine, right? So if you say he's just arguing on the tenth pasuk, so it's closer practically because he holds nine instead of ten. But it's further theoretically, so there's no from the whole Keneged. You see? But if he holds three from each, so then he's closer theoretically and further away practically. And that's really what the Bryce shows. You see, that's what the Bryce is. That he says seven, even though the Ran says that Bryce was the Chuya. But nevertheless, what does it say? Keneged Shivarakim. So what does that show you? That he holds from Keneged. He holds from Keneged. But it's a different Keneged. But he doesn't argue on the whole concept of Keneged. And then the Gemara goes on, God, Rechem Anu Yomar, Apoches. Vamrila. Okay, so in other words, he also has a Keneged. He also has a Keneged, but he holds, his Keneged is more versatile than the Tanakamas. Tanakama requires these ideas. He requires a Keneged of Asara. And not only, it's a different, in other words, the Tanakama has a different system. Why? Because the Tanna Kamma requires a keneged, and he also, like according to Rashi, is very good. He also requires that it must be tied into the Yom HaDin. It must be tied into the Yom HaDin somehow. Either Halu B'Seika Shofar, or else it's tied into the Yom HaDin because B'Tishrei Nivra Olam has to be tied in. But you understand the ones that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it doesn't tie in. It doesn't need a tie in. So because it's a different kind of, in other words, it gets hard to explain exactly, but it means it's an intrinsic concept. It's manifest. Like Keneged Shiva Rakim. What does Keneged Shiva Rakim mean? It means to say that that's an allusion to the pasuk what does Shlomo say? Vata tishma shamayim. So it means that's what Shiva Rakim means. So it's an allusion to the concept of the ideas of tefillah. Vata tishma shamayim. Okay. So yeah. But that's what it means. It means so that's what. Vata tishma shamayim. Shlomo says. Take a look at the Nafi. It says many times about the base of mikdash and the tefillahs and. Vata tishma shamayim. So it's right. So it's an allusion to the proper idea that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is shomea tefillah. Okay, like the Navi says. So that's what it means. Sheva rakim. So that's seven. That would mean how many from each? It means two, right? Six. That's what I mean. two, right. It means two, and then one. Right. Two, then one. Okay. So it's, that's the seven. But that's what he means. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri also holds a keneged, but he holds there are kenegeds that you don't have to tie in to the Yom HaDin. To the Yom HaZikaron. Okay? You don't have to tie it in. You don't need to take a shofar. You don't need B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, and you don't need the shofros. Yeah. So because they're intrinsic entities. So Sheva Rakim is one, and then he has the last one is what Keneged Torah and Vim Ksuvim, or Keneged Kahanim with Vim Yisraelim. So what does that mean? That means because it means there are three forms of Torah Shebichsav, which is the basis of our whole Amunah, the three forms of Torah Shebichsav. So these are manifest things. These are manifest, universals. Or else it's Keneged the three Kedushas in Klal Yisrael. There are three Kedushas. The Aman Nivchar has three Kedushas of Bechira. Because of of Nivcharim, of being Nivcharim. Kehanim on Nivcharim. Levim have a special Kedusha of being Nivchar in a different way. So, Shemre Mishmeres Hashem. And the Yisraelim is different. It's a different Kedusha. The three levels of Kedusha, of the Klal. So that's what Yochanan ben Nuri held. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So theoretically it's close, but practically it's further apart. That was the Gemara's Chekir. Okay? He has a nose. He also has some Keneged, but a different Keneged. Okay, and that's about as far as I can go. But that's the problem. I mean, you see, you take a look at Rashi. See, they all have the same problem. This is a big kasha. So Rashi says, El Mashim Da'afshi, Rashi and Lamed Hamadov, Sharei Kan Teisha Varuchos Umatos Deina Kol Bekiyim Bayim. Okay. See, in Rashi before, Kivin Shem V'Sosu Kosu Kloma Kivin Shem V'Nasven Agav Nachav Kimitzvah Sosnachav Gomash Shaf Lenim Sosecha Ain Tzorach. So he's going on. He's going right. El Mashim Da'afshi Brachos. Rabbosai Mefarshim Lohod Rav Chanana B'Malchias V'Zichronos V'Shofros. So they learn that it's like the Rif. V'Kashali Hod the Lo Krabban of Lo Krab Yechana Menuri. It's not in Pachsim Esau Malchias. Yes, Rashi has the same problem as the Balamar.
Yeah.
You can't say it's a small question. Big question. How could all of a sudden Rav Chanan come along and decide against all the Tanaim and the Mishnah? Not possible. Yep. What? Okay, so what does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam pirish, da psuki de malchis achronos shofros koi. I before veched ischel pligi d'lo yifchos lemarked islay lemarked less tid lemarked islay avol yochel liftatz mal legamri odevs arasra kosev lemar avom akroshem musaf sarach laski lolam shem makamakabonis avom musaf reshchadish shem sarach laski roshan el shaday lab mashem muvadol reshchadish mechosa shebezen echol kol musaf reshchadish olos kedel las gamasa shehu chatas yom shnei sim lechapa shnei sim mechosa. Okay. So, what does he say?
He's saying that
they're arguing. Yeah. Yes, sir. Rabbeinu Tam's answer is very good. Because Rabbeinu Tam's answer is like this, that you can't just say, Imru Lefanai Malchus, right? So, according to what we're saying, it's very good. What he's saying is like this. Yeah, Imru Lefanai Malchus is the mitzvah, right? Yeah, but you need a matir for the Amiras on Malchus. You can't just keep saying Psukim. In other words, once you say the minimal amount, that's the only. What's your matir? Matir is Rachmana Omar, Imru Lefanai Malchus. But the moment you say one, once you say the minute, now you have no more matir for the Malchus. So then you can't go on unless you have the Keneged. Unless you have the Keneged. Okay. So right. You understand?
Yeah.
So in other words, like this. So the Mishnah is saying, "Ein pochsin." What's the Mishnah letting you hear? The Mishnah is letting you hear that keneged is not just a nice idea, but keneged is something which is indispensable. You have no right to go on and say malchus. You need keneged. Okay, that's what the Mishnah is saying. "Ein pochsin." Ain't pochsin. The Mishnah, that's our Benetim answers. The Mishnah is saying ain't pochsin. So the kasha of Rashi's kasha and the Balamora's kasha, it's against the Mishnah. So Benetim says, no, you have to understand the framework of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a person that is talking about the matir of saying Malchus. So the Mishnah is saying you can't go on with Malchus beyond the minimal amount that's required. Imru Lefanai Malchus. So once you say that, the minimal, you can't go on. So if you go on, you need a matir. So what's the matir? The matir is the keneged. You see? So that's what the Mishnah is saying, pochsin. But if you don't want to, if you don't say more than one, you don't need a matir, because the matir is in Rule of Fanai Malchus. You have to say it. But what right do you have to go on? You have no right to go on? That's it. So then you need the keneged. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. So Rabbeinu Tam saying the machlekes in the Mishnah is in the realm of the matir. It's not that's what a machlekes is. Beyond the basic machayev.
Yeah.
That's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's a good answer.
Another Rabbeinu Tam helps.
We'll start enumerating.
More than
Hechad Hischel, please. More than the minimal amount. Once you go beyond the minimal amount and you maschel to enumerate, now in person. Because you don't have a matir for it. But if the minimal amount, you have the matir. Because that's the matir of Imru Lefanai Malchus. You have to do it. Rachmana Amar Edker.
His definition is Imru Lefanai Malchus is a matir with the other.
That's right.
It's not a matir.
What's the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the... So what's the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam? And I was saying, and this is the Ramban, right? The Ramban holds like Rabbeinu Tam, not like Rashi. Right? Okay, so what's the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban on the one hand, and Rashi and the Balamor on the other? So what's the machlokes?
Is a matir.
That's the machlekes. The machlekes is whether the Imru Lefanai is a matir.
Yeah.
That's the machlekes. According to Rashi, when the Mishnah says Ein Pochsin, the Mishnah is discussing the essential matir. The Imru Lefanai is not enough.
Yeah.
Because Imru Lefanai is a chiyuv, but you can't do it. So you have to have in order to mekayim the Imru Lefanai, you need the matir. So that's the Mishnah of Ein Pochsin. That's what comes to the Machlekes is. Is the Imru Lefanai a matir? That's the Machlekes, really. According to Rabbeinu Tam and according to the Ramban, the Imru Lefanai is a matir. So then you have no problem. The Mishnah is discussing beyond the Imru Lefanai. In the substance of Amiras Malchus, you can't just do it unless you have a matir. But according to Rashi and according to the Balamor, Ein Pochsin is where do you see this in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about the matir. And the Imru Lefanai is not a matir. Yeah, Imru Lefanai is a chiyuv, but the chiyuv, in order to fulfill that chiyuv, you need an intrinsic matir. The tzivui alone is not a matir. That's the question. Is the tzivui alone a matir? The fact that I'm mitzvah to do it, is that a matir? Or do I say no, the tzivui obligates me, but there's only one way for me to fulfill it, and that's what the matir. That's the machlokes. What do I need? Let me understand. What do I need according to Rashi? As long as he says what? It says kivin shomar. I mean, what's the formula? Kivin shomar. Yeah, I mean, what's the pshat in the Gemara? I mean, what's the pshat in Rabbi Hananel's words? Just, I mean, plain pshat. Without lumdus. Kivin shomar what? What did he say? Kivin shomar v'saros chakosav. What does that mean? Saros chakosav lema what? What does it mean? So Rashi explains. I mean, it's a hard phrase. So what does Rashi say? Kivan she'omar v'sarascha kasav klomar. Kivan she'omar. Well, Rashi's learning on Psuki. Oh, but it doesn't matter. But it'll be the same thing. Kivan she'omar nasev en nakru l'fanecha kemitzvas ritzonecha kemoshe kasavta lena b'sarascha. Okay. So now you have to take that and transpose it onto Malchus, right? So how would he say? Kivan she'omar. What does it say? Ki amalchus shelachohi, like the Ramban says, right? Ulaolamei ad timloch b'chavod kakosuv b'sarasecha. What? No, you don't need a pasuk. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi have here? Rashi says, kimoshek alachasaf lenim b'sarasecha. That's what it means. You don't even mention a pasuk. It says, according to Rashi, what does he say? I mean, you have to take what Rashi says and put it on the Malchi. See? Once we get the Ram, hold on a second. Let's just take Rashi first. He says, "Nasav and Agav v'Nachum k'mitzvas ritzonecha k'moshe kasafta olenu b'sarasecha." So when Rabbi Hananel said, "Kivan she'omar u'v'sarascha kasav lemar," what he meant to say was, "Kivan she'omar k'moshe kasafta olenu b'sarasecha." That's what Rashi isn't translating, right? Okay, so that means now that we say it goes on Malchi, it's the same thing. Now, as well, say Ki Malchus Shelachohi LaOl Meid Ad Timloch B'Chavod. What's the lashon? Kimo Shekasafta B'Sarasecha. That's it. That's what he's saying. Right? That's it. He said it. He said, when did he say Malchus? It's the Ramban. I'm just putting the Ramban together with the. Because the Ramban says. He said, what did Ramban say? Imam Gimel Kulin Yatzafichach Imamar, Ki Amam, Tkwan Ramban, Imamar Ki Amalchus Shelachahi, Lo Me'ad Timloch Bechavod, Kakosuv Besarasecha. That's it. Okay, but the Ramban goes on. V'chein kosuv divrei kotshecha, v'chein kosuv de'ei avodecha hanavim. It's yatza. Okay, that's it. We'll soon see. But that's the Ramban saying. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi just says that one thing. So what does it mean? It means to say that that's all he has to say. That's all he has to say. What does it mean? It means that the matir of Imru Lef, that's the matir of Imru Lefanei Malchus. What is it? Ki amalchus shelachahi ulaol me'ad timloch b'chavod kakosuv b'sarasecha. Why must he say kakosuv b'sarasecha? Because otherwise, where does he get this idea from? He can't have the idea by himself. I mean, how could a person come to such a conclusion? So the only way he knows that is from the Torah. Kakosuv b'sarasecha. That's it. That's the reference. Makes sense. Okay. So if for the matir of Malchus alone, that's all you say. You just say the idea, and you say, where's the source for this idea? How do I know that this idea is true? The answer is, that's it. That's what Rashi says, right? That's the Ramban, okay? That's how Rashi seems to interpret, right? The Ramban adds on a little longer, though. You see the Ramban? The Ramban says like this. The Im Omar Gimel Mikulam Yatza, Lefichach Im Omar Kiam Malchus Shelachahi. And Ramban is v'chein kasev v'divrei kotshecha v'chein kasev al yedei avodecha anavim yatza ki ilu hiskir gimel psuki malchius. See? Right. He paskins. In other words, the Ramban holds we paskin like Rabbi Chaminuri. That b'di'evad, as long as you have the best thing is to have the real keneged, which is tied into the Yom HaZikaron. But if you can't do that, so then you can have the general reference, which is tied into the keneged Tarnavim Ksuva, right? Or keneged Kamalavim Yisrael. That keneged you can have. But you don't have to actually say the pasuk. You can make a reference to the pasuk. It's also good. That's what he's saying. So he holds. So really, I mean, that's the way the Ramban answers the. That's the way the Ramban answers the major kasha. Because the major kasha, see, there's a different answer. Ramban's answer is a different answer. The answer that Rashi gives is that Rabbeinu Tam gives is a different answer than Ramban. Because Rabbeinu Tam answered it by saying you have the matir of Avim Lufan. You see, according to the Ramban, there's only one matir. It's a keneged. But the keneged is what? The keneged is you could use the keneged of Tarnavim Ksuvim is also good. But then Rabbi Hanano came along and his Mosif, and he says you don't have to actually say the pasuk. Of course, it's better if you say the pasuk because then it's more complete. It's a more complete amira, and in tefillah you should always have the most complete amira. But as long as he references the pasuk, that's enough. That's enough. That's what the Ramban says. So if you say kasuv, b'sarasecha, v'chein kasuv, al yidei, v'chein kasuv divrei kodeshecha, v'chein kasuv yidei avodah hanaviim, that's good enough. Okay. Yeah. So in other words, that's what the Ramban answers the question. How could you have Rabbi Hananel go and argue on the Mishnah? He's not arguing on the Mishnah. He's saying the same thing, but he's just telling you a detail that it's not necessary to verbalize the entire pasuk. Reference also, yes. B'di'evit. Okay. So in other words, there's two answers to the Balamora and Rashi's Kasha. One is Rabbeinu Tam's, that it's a different, it's a question of if there's a Mata of Ramilafana, and one is the Ramban that says that it's a separate halacha. What's the minimal shear of reference to the pasuk? Minimal shear is just a reference. See, the idea of Nevi'im and the idea of Ksuvim, I mean, just simply, the idea of Nevi'im is really a kiyum in the Havtach of the Torah. Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamoni yakim l'cha ar-eshem l'kecha elav tishmon. So that's a yesod in Torah, to listen to the Divrei Navi, and that God will send a Navi to Klal Yisrael. That's Havtach, Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamoni. So that's really the Nevi'im. See, that's the Sifrei Nevi'im is the Sefer Nevi'im is the Sefer of the Sfarim that teach us about the Shlichus of the Navi, and the Shlichus of the Navi is Yesod Nadas. So that's really the idea of Nevi'im. That's the idea of Nevi'im. And the things that the Nevi'im said were said for that time, that those specific had a specific objective for that time, but it also has an objective olam vod. Adimos Mashiach. As I'm saying, lachimos Mashiach. But the message of the Navi is a message not just for his door, but it's a message for us as well. Until the Divrei Nevi'im become a Kriya. So that's really. Navi mikibuchoch me'achecha kamoni yokim l'chor Hashem l'kecho elav tishmon is really l'doros. But where's the Navi today? Navi today is we have Divrei Nevi'im. Yeah, Divrei Nevi'im. Yeah, Divrei Nevi'im. So we listen to the Navi also because the Navi tells us certain things and we're maminim in the Divrei Navi. So that's really a different phenomenon. You know what I mean? It's a different concept. In other words, Nevi'im means the Divrei Nevi'im, the Shlichus of the Divrei Nevi'im wasn't just for that door, it's for us also. You say in the Bracha Haftarah, Sher Bacha b'Nevi'im Tovim, V'Ratza b'Divreihem Anemar b'Emes. So that means that the Divrei Navi are for us too. Okay, so it's the same. So the shlichus, the elof tishmon, and navi mikibucha me'achecha kamoni is mekuyim through the Divrei Nevi'im, the doros through the Divrei Nevi'im. So that's one concept. That's one concept. Now that's, in other words, that's a concept of the ksivas advarim, is because the shlichus of the navi isn't complete in the navi's door. It extends beyond. How does it extend beyond? Through the medium of the Torah Shebichtav, of the Divrei Nevi'im. But ksuvim is something else. Ksuvim means that these are ideas that are endowed with a kedusha of Kisvei Kodesh. It means it was written Baruch HaKodesh, and it has a status of Mipi HaGvura. I think Rashi says that in Megillah. Yeah, the Gemara says. Now the Gemara says the boy kasav, boy lo kasav. The Gemara says. Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara says. The Gemara says. Kehelas in the Matamis Yadayim Neshech Chachmasa Shlomei. Amru lo v'chizu bo varamar. V'alo kfar nema v'idav shloshes alofim mashal. Va'omer al Tosaf al Dvarov. Okay, so why is this different? In other words, the Siddur Gemara says that Haki said Kehelas is just Chachmasa Shlomo. He said other things too. He said a lot of other things. So why was this safer? Why do we have this safer? So it must be different. So it must be Ruach HaKodesh. And Va'omer, another Rai is it says al Tosaf al Dvarov. So the Gemara is my Va'omer. Why do you have to have another Rai for? So the Gemara says, no, v'chitema, maybe you'll say, meimar tuva omar. He did say a lot. He said more. Di'iboy ichtiv u'di'iboy lo ichtiv. But it doesn't necessarily mean he could have written a lot of things, but he wrote down some of them. Mishle, Kehelas. So Toshma, so that's why he added al-tosef al-dvarov. You see, al-tosef al-dvarov means you can't be, that these words have endowed with a specific value, and you can't be Mosif. You see? You can't be Mosif. So that means, so it must be Baruch HaKodesh. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, when the Gemara says the Havmini, the boy Kosov, the boy low Kosov, so Rashi says, Ula Ola Masha Kosov, Misholos, Ola Masha Kosov, Misholos Ba'alma Ninhu, Volomi Pi HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Rashi says. So you see Rashi, and it's a Ram like that too. That Rashi, the Ram says the same thing. That the Ram, I think, in the Mar Devuchim, it makes reference to the same idea. So it means, Ksuvim means it has a status of Mipi HaGvura. Because it was written with Ruach HaKodesh, which is Nevuah. So that's a different thing. Ksuvim is a different thing. The idea, it means ideas that are written, that deserve to be written and have a special kedusha, because it's Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rashi says. It has the stamp of emes. These words are emes. Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mipi HaGvura. Even though it wasn't Nitna B'Sinai. Different thing altogether. It means these ideas are correct. Whether it's Kehelas, philosophical, psychological, Mishle, all these ideas are MS Lamito, and it's Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi. Okay. So that's a different concept. That's really the difference between Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Just plain. I'm just telling you the plain idea. Okay. Yeah. No, it's not. No, it's the reason why the Divrei Navi is written is a different reason. You see, the reason why Ksuvim are written is because these are ideas that Ruyin Li Kasev. Endowed with a certain validity. It's Ruach HaKodesh. That's a separate concept. It's Ruin Li Kasev. It's not Torah's Moshe. It's not Chamish Chumshe Torah. That's a different thing. That's only Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a different... That's a separate status completely. Okay? But these ideas are true. These ideas are true. So it's Mipi HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It's Divrei Nevuah. It's a different concept. That there are, you understand what I mean? It's a different concept. It's not Nevuah Sosho Moshe Rabbeinu. That's only Torah itself. You see, a different status, like the Ram says, different type of Nevuah, different panim al panim. It's a whole different thing. But these words are also true. As far as being true, it's also in Pirkei Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's different, different type of a different status. Different. It's different, different subject, different subjects, different ideas. Mishle, Kehelas, philosophical principles, different type of thing. But it's ruling the custom. But the reason why the Navi was written was not because of that. The reason why the Navi was written because Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamoni yakum l'chad Hashem l'kecha elef tishmon. So that's a different machayev in the Ksiva. It means because we have to have a Navi. So where's the Navi? Navi is in Sefer Nevi'im. It's a different idea. See, that's the concept. Tell him to be good. Tell him to be good. If you say like the Rambam, it's good. Because one of them is Torah, that's Sinai. Sinai is a unique phenomenon. That's Torah itself. Then you have Divrei Nevi'im, that this idea is also Yedei Avodecha Nevi'im, the Shlichus. That's why Shlichus of the Navi guarantees us that this will occur in the future, in the framework of our reality as an Ummah. It's a different idea. And then if you say Tehillim, so I can understand why you need Tehillim, because that means it's also a vehicle of Shevach, in the framework of Shevach. But if you just say that Ksuvim, the Ram seems to say that, at least now I guess it, that Ksuvim is also good. Then the question is, if you have Torah, what do you need Ksuvim for? I know, one time said that Dovrzeh, what did Chazal say? Dovrzeh is Kasev Batorah, Veshana be Nevi'im, and it's Meshulish B'Ksuvim. Meshulish B'Ksuvim. So he said, what does it mean? It means to say that that the principle is one that is a basic principle. And that's why it has to be expressed everywhere. It has to be expressed in Kala Torah Kula, in all of Torah Shebachsav. So that's a good idea. So, I don't know, because he had the idea. But, what?
He gets the same question now.
Now what?
Now,
so it means to say, what Ksuvim means to say is like this, that it's not enough. The idea has to be embellished through Ksuvim. I mean, of course, the Torah is enough, but the Torah is for us, it's not enough. We need more. We need to have an expansion on the idea, and the Ksuvim is an expansion. It's an expansion of limud on the idea. So it means the idea is the yesod. Is the yesod. Because it's ubiquitous. In other words, it's found in Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. That's what it means. What? Then it'd be lacking. Yeah, that's right. If the Nevi'im and Ksuvim didn't have the idea, so then it couldn't be. Then there are ideas that are unfound in the Nevi'im Ksuvim. The Nevi'im Ksuvim doesn't just repeat every idea in the Torah. But it's a different. That means that idea can't be a fundamental idea. And so the Rambam of Tehillim is Lachatchila, in other words, what the Rambam is saying is it really should be Tehillim. Because then there's another dimension, the dimension of Shevach. Not just Ksuvim, but the dimension of Shevach. But if he just has the fact that it's found in Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, it's a Yesod in the dust, such a necessary Yesod that it's all over, so then he's Yatzah. Okay. What we're saying is kind of like what Reb Chaim is saying. In other words, the Kedusha of the Sifrei Nevi'im emerges from their Shlichus. Reb Chaim said that it became through their Amira. I mean, it's a similar idea. In other words, that the Shlichus, the Kedusha stems from the Shlichus of the Navi. It's from Navi Mikir B'Chacha Me'achecha Kamoni. It's the Shlichus of the Navi that gives the Kedusha. It's a different kind of a thing. Whereas the Kedusha from Ksuvim is because it's Emes Lamito. It's Mipi Agvura. Boy, that's also why Divrei Ksuvim are Stumim and Chasumim and Stumim. Because their ideas, that sometimes the ideas are sealed. Because they're very deep ideas. It's a different kind of a thing. Different Nevi'im are not. Right? You see, Divrei Nevi'im are not Stumim. Because on the contrary, it's a Shlichus Lam. But the Riksuvim are ideas that ain't self. You're right, I mean, you're right, there's Maisa Markov, I mean, is in Yecheskel, maybe Yishayo, but yeah, that's true, but that's the Navi in his, he's talking about that, but that's not what the Kedusha is safe for, from the Shlichas of the Navi. That's what I'm saying. Right, that fits in nicely, yeah. That fits in very well. Vayel Dei Avadecho Naviim. Of course, and by a Navi, it's an Eved, because an Eved means he's doing something. He's doing something. In other words, like in the service of a shlichus. That's an eved. But when it comes to ksuvim, it's the dvarim themselves. The kedusha stems from the dvarim themselves that they're emes lamito, the pi agvura. The nevuah by Yecheskel talks about. It explains. I mean, the tefilas Moshe Rabbeinu there, because. The Nevuah talks about the fact that Klal Yisrael went away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wanted to destroy them. But no, he saved them. Why? Laman Shmi Agadol. Laman Shmi Agadol. That was really the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, was the Lama Yomro, Lama Yomro Mitzrayim Lamar. You know, so the Navi explains that tefillah was the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu was really the tefillah for Kiddush Ma'agadol, and Navi says that's what God said, that's why he saved them, but not because they were worthy of being saved. You see, so then the Navi says that they still are not worthy, and yeah, you got Navi here. It's your Cheskel. It's Yecheskel Chaf. So it goes through the history. Yeah, there are Moes b'Mishpatei Hashem, and So it never really defines the tefillah. It says again the second tefillah also. But then it says that Lachin Emor al Beis Yisrael Kam Ad Hashem Elokim HaBederech Avoseichem Atem Nitmeim V'Achashikutzeihem Atem Zonim U'Vaseis Matnoseichem Baravi Bneichem Ba'ish Atem Nitmeim V'Chol Giluleichem Ad Hayom V'Ani Yidoresh Lachem Beis Yisrael Chayon Eno Ad Hashem Elokim Midoresh Lachem V'Ola Al Ruchachem Holo Losia Asher Atem Omrim Niyach Hagoyim Kemishpros HaRatzos L'Shori Seis V'Avet. Your idea that you'll be like one of the nations is not going to take place. I mean, that's a avtocha that the Jews could never have a secular secular entity like another nation. Chayoni nomad Hashem Elokim, that's the pasuk. Imlo biyad chazako v'zroa netuyo v'chimo shfucho emloch alechem. V'tzeis yeschem in ha'amim v'kibatzti yeschem in ha'rotzos ha'shen efotzos em bom. B'yod chazako v'zroa netuyu v'cheimo shfucha v'veisi eschem el midbar ha'amev v'nishpati itchem shom panem al panem kasher nishpati es avasechem b'midbar eretz Mitzrayim keini shofe itchem nomad Hashem Elokim. So what does it mean? The nevuah is a nevuah that law, if you say the nevuah is lost at lava, I mean, there's always a question, I know. But the Gemara seems to say that it is lost at lava. Because the Gemara says, "Afagav damar of Nachman, kolai rischa l'duch kutshu brichu alon v'lechakina." So apparently they held that that's the nevuah lasad lavo. So that nevuah lasad lavo seems to be that Klal Yisrael won't just spontaneously do tshuva. I mean, the nevuah says that they'll be forced out, and they'll be forced out. God will force them out from among the nations, and it'll be done with them. And then they'll be chos b'tshuva, but only through That's what it means. That's what the Gemara means when it says it's a malchius of Peronius. So it means to say that the recognition, Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is always through the idea, the proper idea. But the question is whether the people will spontaneously do tshuva, or whether they'll be forced. This nevuah says they'll be forced. They'll be forced into it. And only through din, through an encounter of din, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will they be chosen b'tshuva. It's an interesting thing. So it means that the malchius will transpire through God's strong intervention. That's what it means. Interesting. So, okay. So that's malchius, but it's malchius. So what does Gemara say? So that's malchius shel peronius. So what's the viafalgav? Yafal gav the Amar of Nachman, kol kihai rischa, lirtach kutcha brichu alon velifru kinon. So what does it mean? So it means to say that Malchius shall... Why do we have to add that? What's Gemara adding over here? What the Gemara is saying is that even though... So you might say, okay, so you shouldn't mention this Malchius, it's not the Malchius that we're looking forward to. It's not good for us. It's not good. It's not a good thing for us. You know what I mean? It could be Kiddush Shema or Gadol, but it's not something that we look forward to. So the Gemara says no. Even though it is a good thing, it is. Even though that's what it says. Even though for us it's good, as bad as it is, the Peronius. But in overall, it's worth it. It's still worth it. That's what the Gemara says. So if that's the case, so it's not Peronius. See, as Gemara is saying, if without the Gemara you say, okay, it's an onish and it's not good for us. We don't want it. Whatever. We don't want the onish. Could be it's good for the amim. It could be it's kiddush shema gadol. Maybe for us it's not good. So the Gemara says, no, not true. It is good for us. It is good for us. And even though there's a negative aspect of Peronius, but the fact is, on the overall balance of things, it's a good thing, and halavai that should happen. So if that's the case, so it's really, that's the real malchius, because this is malchius the loss of lava. That's the real malchius. It's a kiddush malchus, the loss of lava. It's real malchius. That's a matter of fact. That has the aspect of malchius of kedushas Hashem as well. So that should certainly be good. So the Gemara, so you should use it then. So you should use it. So what is the what does Chazal say? So in other words, it's not because Peronius is something that you don't want to say in Rosh Hashanah because it turns the person's attention away from the Malchius. It's not something you want to put in a tefillah, because a tefillah is supposed to be something you're asking for. That's the that you want. I mean, you miss power for it. This is a bad thing, and you can't miss power for it. So the Gemara says, no, it's a good thing. So it's not lacking in terms of the ratzon ha-mispala. And the person wants it. It's a very good thing. So that's the case, so why not? So why shouldn't you say that? Right? So what does Gemara say? So Gemara says, so that's the Gemara's kasha. That's the Gemara's question, so to speak. So it's good, so you want it. It belongs in tefillah, you mispala for it. It's a wonderful thing. Halavai it should happen. But no, at kuri rischa bereisha shat the lomat karina. Why not? It's worth it. It's a good thing. The Gemara is saying that it's not true. Because, you see, everything here is in the framework of tefillah. And tefillah means something that a person is powerful for. I mean, why do you, the Kedushas Hayam is always put into a framework of tefillah. So I explained to you that the framework of tefillah is a vehicle for expression of Kedushas Hayam, so it must be put in Lashon tefillah, but it has to be a tefillah. So that's that point that Gemara took care of already. Yes, it's not a good thing, so how can a person miss power for that? Aye, it's Kiddush Ma, Gadol Bein Amin. Wonderful, but I'm going to suffer. I can't miss power for it. I'm a human being. If I miss power for something, it's good for me. For me, it's painful. I can't miss power. But the Gemara says that's not true. Because even the halafayat, that's what the Gemara is saying. It's a wonderful thing. In balance, it's a wonderful thing. So we're looking forward to it. So why can't I be Mispalel? Mispalel B'Lev Shalom. Yeah. You take a look at the Gisa Rif and the Rush. Gisa Rif, the Rif says. The Rush says same Gisa. So the Rif says. So the Rif says at Kuri Rischa Berei Shaita Lav Orach Aroho. Nice. What do you mean, Lav Orach Aroho? What is Orach Aro? It's not Derech Eretz. So what is the Rif saying? The Rif saying Lav Orach Aroho means that when a person is standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and on Rosh Hashanah, the Lifnei Hashem, and it's a Yom HaDin, so it's not Derech Eretz to be Mazkir Peronius, because that shows a lack of Emes HaDin and Emes HaMelech. You see? You follow? It's Lav Orach Aroho. It's not Derech Eretz. It's not Derech Eretz to stand in front of the Melech and to deal lightly with Peronius. You know what I mean? Because it's a lack in Kavod HaMelech. See, it's a lack in a lack in Kavod. Lav Orach Aro. It's not Derech Eretz to do that, because it's like you're saying to the Melech, you're treating Peronius of the Melech lightly. That's not Kavod. It's Lav Orach Aro. That's what the Rif says. It's a different reason. Is it?
How's he treating it lightly?
Because you're mentioning it. A person, the Emas HaMelech. It means he's only be'emol lefnei HaMelech. What? He doesn't bring it up. If he does, it lacks an. What is Malchus? Even the Gemara says by a Melech Bas Adam, Shetei Melech Shemachal Kvado and Kvado Machal. Why? Because Shetei Masaya Alecha. So Kavacham and Melech Malchay Amlochim. I mean. If he deals lightly with Peronius, doesn't. The subject of Peronius is not a sensitive one for him. It lacks in Derech Eretz. It lacks in his Lava Rahara.
That's what I said.
Avoids certain things he stays away from. In Derech Eretz is a different thing. In Tefillah is a question, do you want or you don't want it? You want to get from this powerful, you don't want to get this powerful. But over here it's a question of Orach Ara, it's a different category. Orach Ara means that there are certain subjects that you don't mention because of the Emas HaMelech. It's a different type of an area. You understand? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a different category, and it has different variables over there. It's not the same thing like simply tefillah. That's what the Rif says. Rush says the same thing. Lav Orach Aro. That's what it means. It means Lav Orach Aro means that's a lack in Emas HaMelech. So it's a lack in Malchius. That's what I'm saying. Malchius is shetehei mosay alecha, even by an ordinary melech. Kal v'chama, melech malchay amlochim, has to be shetehei mosay alecha. I mean, so therefore you can't, certain subjects, you don't want to mention certain subjects because of Ema. So it's true that it's a good thing, but the Ema samelech demands that you don't, mention. If you mention, it takes away from Kavod HaMelech. Because Kavod HaMelech and Emes HaMelech is Hanu Hach. Same thing. Okay. Well, then it says Perek and Tillim is also one that goes through the whole history of Klal Yisrael. So then it says So what does it say? It says So it talks about Klal Yisrael over Averis V'libam lo nachon imo. V'lonennu b'friso, and then it says v'hu rachum yichaper ovam v'lo yashchis. Okay, v'hir b'loshvapo. Many times is meshivapo. That's what it means. V'hir b'loshvapo. Many times. V'lo yor kol chamaso. He doesn't get tired of being meshivapo. And so it says lo kamidas kodesh baruch hu is lo kamidas bas vadam. It's v'hir b'lashon rapo. He does it many, many times. V'lo yor kol chamaso. Then it says v'yizkor ki vosor heima ruach holech v'lo yashav. That's the pasuk. So what does the pasuk mean to say? So So the pasuk is connected with the previous pasuk. Even though v'libam lo nachonimo, so they're not deserving. V'lo nemnu b'vriso, but God is a merachim. V'rachim yichaper arvam v'lo yashchis. V'yir b'lashav apa v'lo yikocham aso. V'yizka kivasar heva. Ruach holich v'lo yashav. What does it mean, ruach holich v'lo yashav? It means to say, the Sadam Farsh say, ruach holich v'lo yashav is not talking about the soul of man. That's the eternal part, the tzelem alakim. But it's talking about the ruach, his psychological ruach. You see, his psychological ruach is a ruach that's holech v'layashav. It's after misa, it's gone. It's gone. Ein yetzahar lo'asad lava. So it means that that's the part of man, the psychological part of man, that causes him to be a chote. That part is ruach holech v'layashav. The ruach, when you say the soul of man, that's what Aram mentions, the soul, there are different souls. There's a psychological soul, that's one soul. And there's the soul which is tzelem alakim, it's a different soul. So ruach holech v'layashav is referring to the ruach, the psychological ruach. That's the physical ruach. So, okay. So the pasuk is saying that's why God is mochalim, right? That's what it means. Why? So it's good. So that's good, right? So that's what Chazal is saying. Yeah. So on the contrary, why don't I say it's good? What's that? Of din. The reason is like this, because what is Zikaron? And I mentioned many times that you see the term is very vague. Yalev, Yavov, Yagia, Yerotzev, Yishomi, Pakit, Zichroneinu, Fidoneinu. Zichroneinu. What does it mean? What is it? Yom Zikaron. Yala, Kdeshetala, Zichroneichem, Lafona. What does it mean? It means that Ein Shecholof Nechi Sechvadacha. But it means, over here, it's a mushel. It means that our existence should be real. When a person remembers something, so he only can remember something that exists, or existed, or has existence, had existence, but it has to be something real. So in that sense, we say, and that's the mushel. That's the mushel of Zikaron. But I mean, if you read the Tfilisi, I mean, it's obviously deeper than that. It means that our existence should be real. How is our existence real? If we live in the proper way that we were designed for. So then our existence is real. Otherwise, otherwise our existence is equal to our non-existence. So that's what Chazal is saying. That this pasuk, even good doesn't mean that you're saved. See, good doesn't mean that this is good. It's true because God is a merachim vayizkar ki basar hem a ruach holech v'layoshev. So that was the mitigating intrinsic inherent circumstance. Yeah, but that's not because his existence is of value. See, that's not the kind of zikaron that you want. That's Kadosh Baruch Hu is a merachim, so he doesn't give onish. Doesn't mean that their existence is equal to their non-existence. I mean, I'm sorry. It could mean that their existence is equal to their non-existence. It could still mean that. It could still mean the existence equal to non-existence. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a merachim, so he lets them exist. Many, many rishayim that their existence is worthless. And God doesn't destroy them. God doesn't destroy them instantly. Why? Because vayizkar ki basar hema. Ruach halach v'layashav. V'ruach umichap rav v'layashchis. V'layor kol chamaso. His rachamim is beyond the rachamim that we would, with our intellect, that we would recommend. It's a different kind of racham. So vayizkar ki basar hema. So that's why that pasuk can't be used. Because there's a Koran that we're looking for. Is the zikaron that our existence should be of value, and that zikaron could say that the existence is equal to non-existence, but still a kadosh baruch was a merachim vayizkar ki basar hema ruach halach v'layashav. So he didn't destroy them. Doesn't mean it's not that's not the zikaron that we're looking for. That's why it's not good. Okay? It's clear. Okay. That's clearly onish, because that shofar is talking about the shofar of harada and emor of destruction. Tikku shofar b'giva chatzotra b'roma. Hariyu beis oven acharecha b'nyamin. Ephraim l'shamo siyeh. Yom tochecho. Okay, yeah. So that's clearly a shofar. There's no mitigating factors here. I mean, no qualities that would indicate otherwise. Yes, why? So it's pasha. But there is. So why did Gemara have to mention it? It's not a kasha. I mean, because the Gemara is mentioned, you can't do it, and that pasuk is clearly shofar shoparadius. Yeah, but there is also something here. See, there is an idea here. The Gemara doesn't just mention it. The Gemara could have mentioned malchus and zechronos, and of course you don't do. I understand shofaros. The reason why each one is a chiddush, why? Because by shofaros the chiddush is what is shofaros. Shofaros is really Gilui Shechina. It's really Gilui Shechina. That's shofaros. So Gilui Shechina, the idea, the central idea, the main idea of shofaros is Gilui Shechina. So that's Atana Glesa Banan Kvodecha, Har Sinai, Elam Kachcha, Dabar Imam, Dabar Imam, Menashmaim Eshmatam Kolecha, and Glesa Leim Barfletar. So it's Gilui Shechina. So you might say, so what's wrong? So Gilui Shechina could be either way. Sometimes there's Gilui Shechina Latov, sometimes there's Gilui Shechina Lara. But it's an onish, but it's still Gilui Shechina. It still manifests Gilui Shechina. So maybe in Shofros it doesn't matter. You say. Then Shofros doesn't matter. In Zichronos it matters, because that's the very idea of Zichron. That we should be worthy of existence. I mean, that's the car. But over here, it's the concept of Gilui Shechina. You see? So Kamash Malan now. Even by Shofros, even by Gilui Shechina, if it's Shalparanius, it's no good. Wow. No, of course, in Ma'na. Malchius, you can't mention Paranius, and the Gemara says why. Because it's a tarta de sasri to the Malchius. There's no Amos HaMelech. It's a tarta de sasri. That I understand. Zichronos, I understand, because that's the very essence of the idea of Zichron. It can't be Paranius. Okay? And also, as we said, it's not just Paranius, because it's not Paranius, because on the contrary, you see that V'rach Mechap Paranius is a good thing. But that's not the reason. The reason is because the idea of Zichronos. See? Yeah, it's not good or bad by Zichronos. Okay, but by Shofros, now by Shofros, it's a concept of Gilui Shechina. So, right? So, I mean, so what's wrong? What's wrong? Yeah. Let's go a little further. I think we'll go a little further. I think the answer will emerge from the next piece of Gemara. Good question, though. The answer will emerge from the next piece of Gemara. Okay, so what does Gemara say? Peronios. Go ahead. Aval and Balaam.
Aval and Balaam are Malchus, the Karan of the Shofar Shofaran, and Shalom, Omer.
Omer.
Malchus, Kibon Hashem, Malach, Yirgizuanan.
Yirgizuanan, right.
Kibon Hashem, Malach, Olam, Adagam, Yoyan, the Arts.
Shalom, the Kabbam is good. why is Pranah Shalom, the Kabbam all right? Okay. Aval in bo lom a malchus, doesn't have to say, but in bo lom a malchus zikaron v'shofar shal peronius shalov de kachovim is omer. Malchus kagan Hashem malach yirgizu amin. Agan Hashem malach olam voed of the goyim me'atza. So the Gemara, on the surface, I would say, I mean, why is Gemara have to mention this? Tell you why. Because on the surface, it's not good. Because the tata disasha to the malchus. Because Malchus means Shemekabal, everyone should be. For instance, I'll give you an example. A little lady you have, right? A little lady you have, Machlekes Reb Yossi, about whether Malkeinu is Malchus. You see? Zamar, take a look, jump down the block a little bit. Zamar Lakim Zameru, Zamar Malkeinu Zameru. Kim Melech Kolaritz Lakim Shtayim, Div Reb Yossi, because you have twice. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Achas. Why? So Rashi says, Achas. Rashi says, because... where's Rashi over there? Zamar Lamalkeinu.
Yeah. The second line, end of the second line.
Oh, you're right. Lo kachash rebuta. Why? The lo am lichte el alu ma'achas. That's not ma'am. Malchus is melech kol haaretz. Not just al Yisrael. So Malchus is over the entire world. That's the whole tefillah. Melech kol olam kulo. So Malkeinu is no good. Malkeinu is good, but I mean, it's not the real Malchus. Not the Malchus one is powerful. Malchus is without exception. So why is this pasuk good? Hashem melech yirgizu amim, right? Hashem melech yirgizu amim. So why that's why the Gemara's dimension goes on the surface. I say it wouldn't be good because it lacks. I mean, Rabbi doesn't argue on this one. Doesn't argue with Rabbi. See. And so why should it be different? So why should it be different? And why should you? And if you're going to tell me that, why should Yisrael be different than Umas Olam? Yeah, right. Why should they be different? And so far as Malchus is concerned, they're all the same, right? What is it? What is it? V'chente Pachtcha v'yeyosechulam aguda echos. Okay, no difference, right? So what's the answer?
Reason.
You understand what I'm saying? Doesn't mean it's the only reason. That's a reason. The reason of Amos Adin. That's not the basic idea. Gemara said, even though it's not really Puranis because you want it. So the Gemara said, no, still it's Lav Arachar. That's a side reason. But the main reason is Amos Kirin Puranis by Malchus. So why should I distinguish between a Jew and a guy? Why should I distinguish? In other words, the basic reason, you understand what I mean? Yeah. The reason is like this. The reason is because Hashem Melech Yirgizu Amen. So that's really Kvod Shemayim. In other words, when the nations are judged, that's a Kiddush. That's a Kiddush Margal, you see. But by Klal Yisrael, it's Chilul Margal. Okay, it's an interesting thing. That the Hashem Melech Yigzu Amim is Hashem Melech. Okay, Hashem Melech Yigzu Amim is Kiddush Hashem. But when Klal Yisrael are judged, it's a Chilul Hashem. That's what Yecheskel says. Shmi shechilaltem bagayim. Be'emor am Yisrael, am Hashem eile, ume'atzim yatzol. That the Am Yisrael is the Am Hashem, and never he threw them out of Yisrael. So you see that when Jews are chotem, and then nenash, it's a chil Hashem. But Hashem Moloch, Yirgizu Amim, is Kiddush Hashem. That's the difference. That's what he wants. Yeah, that's right. So that's still Malchi. It's Malchi is because Yirgizu Amim. It's true, it's an onus, but that leads to the recognition of God. You see, but when Klal Yisrael is Nanash, it's a Chil Hashem. It's Chil Hashem. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. Loma Yama Mitzrayim. And then every time that Jews suffer because of an onesh, it's a chil Hashem. It's a chil Hashem. Not so the Umos Olam. The Umos Olam, it's a Kiddush Hashem. It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. Shem Moloch Yirgizuam. So that's what Chazal say. That Puranios Shel Yisrael can't be masker. Because Puranios Shel Yisrael is chil Shemagadol. But Umos Olam, no. That you can mask because that's Kiddush Hashem. Interesting. Yep. So it's an interesting thing. So that answers the question before. What was the question? The question was, why is it? What? By shofa, why can't I be maskir Puranius? The reason is because it's gilui shchina, but the objective of gilui shchina is kiddush Hashem. See, that's the objective. Like gilui shchina, God doesn't need to megala shchina lebas v'dam. It's only for kiddush Hashem. So therefore, if it's Puranius, if it's Puranius li Yisrael, it's not kiddush Hashem, it's chilul Hashem. Yeah, we say both, right? Yeah, uksiv. What does one mean, uksiv? So now goes in the shofar. So it says, Vareshem Elokim, we use this pasuk. Vareshem Elokim b'shofar yiska, v'holach b'sairos tamon. Okay? So the Gemara says, uksiv, what? I'm sorry, thing. Zechor Hashem v'nei Adam es Yom Yerushalayim. So that's a Kiddush Hashem. That's a Kiddush Hashem. That their retribution is a Kiddush Hashem. Okay, it's a Kiddush Hashem. That's why the onus of Goyim is Kiddush Hashem.
What?
No, that does. Because Israel is the Am that is the essential Mekadosh Hashem. Well, it's a Kaddish Eshimcha al Magdishe Shemecha. That's us. The Kaddish Eshimcha Ba'olamecha. Okay? So Kiddush Hashem is that's our whole essence. That's our whole function. Is Lekadosh Hashem. That's why I told you it's the only mitzvah in Yisrael Torah. Okay, so
when the Kiddush Hashem takes place, is it?
Yeah. So when the Kiddush Hashem, right? So Zechor Hashem Lefnei Adam is a Kiddush Hashem, and it's the idea. Of the idea of Zikaron, Lefnei Hashem.
Okay.
Yeah, it comes out Zikaron of Klal Yisrael, right? Yeah, that's Zikaron of Klal Yisrael. Zikaron of Lefnei Adam Es Yom Yerushalayim. To remember that Nigmas Dam of Derech Shavach and Nakam Yashiv Letzarav. Nakam Yashiv Letzarav. Okay. So yeah. So okay. So what do we
live?
Oh yeah. So it says Uksiv Hashem Tzvakos Yogin Aleihem. So what does that mean? So we say both, right? We say Hashem Elokim Basofer Yoshef Yiskav Alasar Tamon, and then we say Hashem Tzvakos Yogin Aleihem. That's the beginning of the next pasuk, right? And then we say the tefillah Kain Togin Al Amcha Yisrael B'Shlomecha. A lot of times, you know, Chaz doesn't know where to stop there. It's because Kain Togin is back to the tefillah. Hashem Elokim Yogin Aleihem is the pasuk, is the second pasuk. That's why you say that second part. What? Only half of the pasuk. You don't say half of the pasuk. Why? Why do you say half of the pasuk? Because that half shows you that it's not Purana Yosli Yisrael. No. Because the idea over there is Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim Bashofar Yiska V'Holach B'Sairos Tamon. It means he's going to create a situation of Onesh, a cataclysmic situation of Onesh. But it says, the next pasuk says, but Hashem Tzvakos Yogin Aleihem, but on Klal Yisrael is going to be Megan, or protect them from the occurrence. There's going to be an occurrence, a tragic occurrence, that'll befall everyone, but Hashem Tzvakos Yogin Aleihem. God will be Megan on Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara says. So that's how you know it's only Puranios Shalav the Kachavim. You understand what I mean?
But then you can still say half
the Pasuk. Yeah. And Tfilah you can. So that half of the Pasuk determines that it's Puranios only Shal Gayim, Shalakim. So you know what I mean? That's what that's doing there, okay? Then already the very tefillah is once you say Kain Togin Alam Chasol B'Shlomecha. So that's the Gemara over here. Okay. So that would seem to be a Dava Pashat. Right? That would seem to be a Dava Pashat. That aim because the Zakaran that we're asking is Zakaran for Klal Yisrael. See? So what does that show you? And really answers another question to us. He asked me a good question. He says, Zachar Shem Vnei Edom Es Yom Yerushalayim. So we're, I mean, it's true. It's an indirect kind of thing. You know what I mean? That's true. But it's not really stating essentially, the fact that our existence should be valid. You know, it's not, you know what I mean? It's like an indirect, right? And why does one have to say that Zekar Emaskin is Zekar Shal Yachid? You see? So, of course, I mean, it's our Zekar, which is Zekar of Tzibor, Klal Yisrael. Wow. So apparently the concept of being Maskir Zekaron, is a concept of being Maskir Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Zikar. You see, that's the idea. It's not simply the our Zikaron for ourselves, but the idea is to be Maskir Midas Zikar. You see, the Tefillah seems to support that. Ata zocher maisei olam ufokei kol yisuri kedem. Fanecha nigu kol talamos v'mon b'yashem b'reshes. See? So it's midas zikar. Midas zikar. So therefore, you might think that even though it's a yachid, but you're still being maskir, the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu of zikar. Ata zocher. Ata zocher maisei olam ufokei kol yisuri kedem. So you might think it's good because it's you are mentioning it, and that's why Zachar Hashem Levnei Edom Es Yom Yerushalayim. It's not. It's true indirectly. It's an indication that our existence is of value, but you don't have to say that really. You could say better. You could say it's as long as it's Zachar Hashem, as long as it's Ata Zocher. That's the idea, because the idea is that the individual should be mask, should have mentioned Lefnei Hashem the midas zikar shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's the case, so then why isn't yachid good, right? So why isn't yachid good, right? It's a good question. All right. The answer is, what's the answer? You tell me the answer. What's the answer? The answer is something that we don't really know. But the answer, we don't know. But we in Yadis, we don't know a lot of things, but we still know a lot about things that we don't know. Right. It means like this. It means that midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu binogeya to a tzibor is a totally different kind of a midah. It's totally different. It's qualitatively different. Because Avram Avinu was the biggest tzaddik. The biggest gadol. But, you see, it wasn't enough to have just Avram Avinu. Had to be an umma, Klal Yisrael. And the entity of the klal is a different entity before God. Different entity. Can't understand why that is, but that's the way it is. That's a fact. That's why Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moes Betfilo Shel Rabim. Rabim, that's Vatam Tiyilu Mamlechas Kahana V'Goy Kadosh. And that's why you have, many times, because of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was Zohar. What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu against the people in Klal Yisrael is no comparison. No comparison. But Klal Yisrael is a separate reality before God. It's a different kind of a thing. And that's why Ein Maskir and Zekaron Shel Yachid, because the Zekaron Shel Yachid and the Zekaron Shel Rabim are two separate categories. Can't mix those categories. Two separate things. Zechusei Yachid and Zechusei Tzibor are different. The whole concept of Klal Yisrael is that before God, the reality of the Klal is a different kind of a reality. Different kind of a din, different kind of reality. Everything is different. So it's a different system. So that's why Zekaron Shel Yachid won't do, because it's different. It's qualitatively differentiated. qualitatively differentiated. That's the yisod in the dust. I mean, that's the yisod in the dust. That's, as I said, something that, that a human being can't understand such a thing. But the fact is, and the fact is that once Klal Yisrael came into existence from that moment on, every individual's fate became tied in the fate of the Klal. And it's a different system. It's different. Different. Why should it be that way? That's only God's wisdom. I mean, we can't know such a thing. That's what the Rambam says in the Gemara. It's not possible for a human being to even entertain that he could have such a kind of a knowledge. But one thing we do know is that Yochid and Tzibor is different. Different reality before God. Different kind of reality. So in Zichronos, we're talking about the reality of human existence. The reality of human existence is two different spheres, two separate things. So Zichron Shel Yochid won't do. Zichron Shel Yochid won't do. That's a good observation. That's right. That's a good observation. Zichron Shel Tzibor, even among Goyim, but it's as an Ummah, it's okay. But Zichron Shel Yochid, even a Tzaddik, is not. An Ummah is a different kind of an entity. That's true. You see this in the Torah?
An Ummah in general?
An Ummah in general. Atta Zohar, what does it say? It's a V'ala Medinos Bayamar. Ezel Achera V'ezel Arav. Every Medina is judged. It's a different kind of a reality before God. It's an interesting thing. A Yachid is different than an Ummah, than a nation. A nation is a different reality. It's interesting. Good point. By Nineveh. Nineveh. That's a very good example. That's right. By Nineveh. See, it's an ear. Different reality. Different judgment. Different type of din. It's a whole different reality before God. So over here on Rosh Hashanah, it's not the reality of the Yachid. It's the reality of the Tzibor. It's an interesting thing. But that shows you again, the whole Yom HaDin, I mean, the whole Yom HaZikaron is really, I mean, is essentially a phenomena of Klal Yisrael, the Tzibor. It's not a phenomenon of Yachid. Okay. And even the Zechrein L'Chaim, which they were Mate Bekushi, but it's still only because of its Bakash Shel Tzibor. Bakash Shel Tzibor. Otherwise, you can't have it in Shalosh Hashanos. Otherwise, you can't have it. Tzibor means that you can't, I mean, you have to have a mind, really. Tzibor, not a Yah. Not yourself. Yeah, but Hashem Pakar Soros is good. Because Hashem Pakar Soros, that's the Gemara's answer, is very good, right? Why? Because that's really the Hashem Pakar Soros was because of what? Because of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't mean you can't have do Yah. It means that the Pekida Shel Tzibor is a different Pekida, a different Zechira. The difference, and that's Hashem Pakar Soros is because of Klal Yisrael. That's right. I mean, that's so. It means to say that Zikaron was a Zikaron of the Klal. It wasn't a Zikaron of the Yachid. Happened to a Yachid, but it was a Zikaron of the Klal. That's what the Gemara means. You know what I mean? That's the Gemara's answer. Okay. So what does Pekudin really mean? What does Pekudin mean? So I'll tell you the definition I wanted to say, but the Pesi showed me the Ramban says something, or practically the same thing. If I should look it up, Hashem Pakad Asara. But what does Pekudin mean? Pekudin simply means Zikaron plus. See, because Pekida means that the individual's reality comes before God, so to speak, and something occurs. So Hashem Pakad Asara. Zohar is just that the person's reality is before God. You see, that's an interesting thing. So So ordinarily, what kind of avtocha is it? Tefillah to request, but zikaron for what? Doesn't mention it. But that's because zikaron itself, like we're saying, zikaron means the reality per se. But pikadon means more. Pikadon means that the reality comes before God with a purpose, some kind of action, something happens transpires and that's favorable for the individual. So the Ramban, check out the Ramban and the Shampan. But it's just clear logically. It's just defining what it is. What? Is the person, okay? If the zikaron of the person, if you say va'yilachem zikaron lefnei lekechem, it means that Klal Yisrael is a reality before God. Pikadon means something in specific that will occur because they are a reality, or because the individual Hashem Pakar Asar. That's what Hashem Pakar Asar means, because she is Herayon. So that means that's an event that took place because of that. So on the surface, you should say Pikdonos is even better. I mean, it's more. It's Zikaron plus, right? I mean, that's what it is. Zikaron plus. So the Ramban, says. Okay, there's zikaron, there's pikadon. Zikaron is that we exist as a reality before God, and pikadon is for whatever events are favorable for us. Okay.
Okay.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. Because Zikaron was Zikaron of the Avos.
That was just
so the reality of the Avos.
Yeah.
And then Pakod, the Moshe says, Pakod Pakarati Eskan. My guy gave him the message, say, Pakod Pakarati Eskan. That's also Lechem Mitzrayim. So Pakido is with regard to a specific event. Okay, that's. That's what it means. Okay, that's what it means. Okay, so the question is, on the contrary, Pekudin should be better. Right? Pekudin should be better. So let's get a different question. If Pekudin is better, so then why do we say Yala vi Yava vi Agia vi Ratsa vi Shama vi Zachar vi Pekudin Zichroneinu Ufigdoneinu? Why don't we skip Zichroneinu and just say Pigdoneinu? Okay? Anshik has to go. I'm sucking every word. It can't be any extra words there. So.
The
you see.
Events,
what?
But Zikaron is really a genetic.
See, the thing is like this. In Pekida, there's always Zichira. Because Pekida means that there's Zikaron, that the reality of the individual or the Ummah comes before God for a certain purpose. There's an event. That's the objective. Okay. But that's different than just the objective of Zechira. There the Zechira is a means for the Pekida. You see? So the Zechira is non-essential. It means that the Zikaron comes before God because of the Pekida, because something is supposed to happen, you see. So it's not essentially Zechira. It's not essentially Zechira. You understand? Essential Zechira means simply that the individual or the Tzibur, their existence should be a real existence. But Pekida doesn't necessarily reflect on that idea. All it means is that their reality comes before God for an objective, but it's not an essential evaluation of the existence. You understand what I mean? It's not an essential evaluation of the existence of the individual. It just means that at that moment, the individual's existence is recognized by God for the purpose of a certain event to take place. So it's a means. It's not essential. You see? It's not essential. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good. Because he says what we need in Yom HaZikaron is essential Zechira. Essential Zechira. So Pikadon is no good, because Pikadon could be a momentary thing. In other words, yes, right now his reality comes before God because a certain event is supposed to occur, but it doesn't mean necessarily, it's not a reflection on the essential value of existence. You see, it has another objective. It's a means. So that's why Rebbe says that's not good, because in Yom HaZikaron it's supposed to be That is supposed to be that yeah, Kadesh Yala is a Zichronechem Lefanai. That should be the objective, not because of not that Zichronechem should be Ola Lefanai for the purpose of a Pekida. That's a different kind of a phenomenon. That's a different kind of a description of something. It's a different description. You understand what I mean? It's different. It's not essential. We don't want that. We're asking for Yom HaZikaron means that, of course, we want good things to happen. That's for sure. But essentially what we're asking is that our existence should be worthwhile before God. That's what we're asking. That's the essence of the Brahma. That's the essence. So Pekida eclipses that essence, because Pekida is just for a purpose. It's an objective. That's why the Zikaron took place, because of, you understand what I mean? That's why it takes place. It's not an essential objective. So non-essential, that's not really the key of the Yom HaZikaron. It's not the key of the Yom HaZikaron. It's a momentary thing. So that's why it says Pekdonos Einan Kezichronos. So why does, but we pass on Rabbi Yossi. Same question. So why does Rabbi Yossi say that no, it doesn't matter? Pekdonos is Kezichronos. Why does it say, what's the answer? I gave you the answer already. What's the answer?
In terms of Midas Hashem.
That's exactly. In terms of Ata Zocher, the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zocher, Ata Zocher Masei Olam. You see, that is, if that's what's required, then Yetzer. If it's just Lahazkir Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Ata Zocher, so then it's good enough. Because even though it's incidental, but that's the machlekes. Even though it's incidental, but it still manifests midas hakadosh baruch. Okay, that's this pshat supports what we said before, that it's midas hakadosh, and that's really the answer for zecharshon of Nei Adom, and for and that's why the country of Yachid is no good. That's why it goes, it's a different realm. Different realm, different qualitatively different Zikaron. Okay, very good. He's saying, because Shita Rabbi Yehuda is that the Zikaron has to be the Zikaron of the Kedusha Sayom of Zikaron. Kedusha Sayom of Zikaron is inherent objective of Zikaron. That's the Machlokes. Yeh the Rif says, Va'afagav the Kaimel under Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Alochak Rabbi Yossi, Hocha Noa Galmak Rabbi Yehuda. So really, Alocha Maker at the end is really like Rabbi Yossi. But with Noah like Rabbi Yehuda. Because, so the Ran says, because there's many psukkim, so you might as well do like Rabbi Yehuda. But I'll tell you the truth of the matter is, the Rif doesn't say it. The Rif doesn't say it in the other Machlekes. The other Machlekes are not like Rabbi Yehuda. It could be the reason why over here, Hochi Noa Galmak Rabbi Yehuda, is because it's true, all you need is Midas Zikaron. But Rabbi Yehuda's argument is that the Zikaron of the Kedushas Hayom is really the Zikaron that you want. So it's a Hidur. Everybody would be Moda that it's a Hidur to use the Zikaron, which is the Zikaron of Kedushas Hayom, and not one that only reflects the Midas Atazocher. You see? So you understand me? So that's why, that would explain, maybe that's why the Rish says, Hocha no Agamwa. It doesn't say any other ones. The other ones you don't do. We the other psukim, you see the machlekes, we pass them like Rabbi Yossi. So even though Meikra Din is like Rabbi Yossi, but Hocha Noa Galmak Rabbi Yehuda, skins like Rabbi Yehuda, right? All right. Rama's mashma that he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Mashes. What do you say? He says Einon Kipig Nei Yossi has mashma that way. It's against the riff. Okay.
The first pasuk has the word mouth twice.
The first pasuk has the word. Which one? The first one is what? Tzushem or Shechem? Venus was on the other Melech HaKavod. Mizem Melech HaKavod. Hashem is good. Hashem is good. So he counts that as what?
That's two.
According to whom? Everybody. According to Rabbi
Yossi.
Okay.
Next pasuk.
Tzushem or Shechem. Mi huzem Melech HaKavod. Shem Tzvakos. Yeah.
So that's three.
So that's really four times.
Three in that.
Was there two and three? Shalosh. So there's two and there's three. So there's five altogether, right? Two and three.
Rabbi Yossi,
Rabbi Domer. So what doesn't he count? Mi is a melech kavod. So that's melech. Is it count me as a melech kavod? You don't count me as a melech kavod. Okay, so what's the machlokes? Because it's a question.
Because it's not saying it's
melech. Okay, and what is the other one? What is Rabbi
Yisrael? Context, but the answer.
The answer, but the question you're not. So I mean, when you answer the question, it's not a question. In retrospect, now where the question becomes charged with a din melech. I mean, is it or isn't it? I mean. Okay, so what do you say? So what is it? What's the machlekes? If you say questions don't count, so then what's the machlekes? Question does count, doesn't count. Now, the answer is like this. I'll tell you what I think. I think it's the same machlekes as you have later. There's machlekes later. Take a look at the end of this sugya over here by Shema. Yeah, Tashma. Shema Yisrael Shem L'Kenesh Shem Achad Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Same Rabbi Yossi, right? Mori de Shmaitza, same Bali Plukta. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Eino Malchus. V'yadati Yom HaShavu Asol Avavecha Ked Hashem Olikim Eino Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Eino Malchus. Ata Reithel Daske Hashem Olikim Eino Mavado Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Eino Malchus. Right? Okay. So it would seem I think these three Machlekesen are really tied into this same Machlekes over here. To Mizem Alakavit. Okay? You see, the thing is, what does the Pasuk mean? Su Sham Rashechem Usu Pisre Olom V'Yavo Melech HaKavod. And now what's next? Mizem Melech HaKavod. The first one's Mizem Melech HaKavod. The second one's Mihuzem Melech HaKavod. Right? And Mizem Melech HaKavod. Okay, what does it mean? What does it mean? It's a question? Like a rhetorical question? What is your question for? I mean, we don't have rhetorical questions. Rhetorical questions are stylistic things. It's not a style. It's not our style. I mean, what kind of a style is that? Mizem Melech HaKavod. Now, Mizem Melech HaKavod is not a question. It's a statement. It's a statement. Mizem Melech HaKavod doesn't mean he's questioning. He doesn't know. He's going to search around and decide. I mean, that's not what it means. Mizem Melech HaKavod. Mizem Melech HaKavod says, "Not just no. Mizem Melech HaKavod is you can't know the Melech HaKavod. That's what it means. Mizem Melech HaKavod. You can't know the Melech HaKavod. So, in what way do you relate to the Melech HaKavod? So you see. So the pasuk gives two answers. The first answer is Hashem Izuz v'Gibor Hashem Gibor Mochama, means the one whose Gvura is manifest in the universe. You see, that's what it means." Mizeh Melech HaKavod means this Melech HaKavod is unknowable. That's what it means. But Hashem Yisus V'Gibor Hashem Gibor Mochama. We know him through the fact that his Gevura is manifest in the universe. Ata Gibor L'Olam Hashem. You see? And then he goes again. Then he says again, Su Sharm Rashechem Su Pischa Yolam V'Yava Melech HaKavod. Mizeh Melech HaKavod. It means God is unknowable. Hashem Tzvakos, who Melech HaKavod Tzela, means the God of the universe. Tzvakos means the universe. You see. So it means, well, what David Melech is saying is that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Midas Gvuraso. That's the first step. First step means Gvuraso. That's really Kiddush Shema HaGadol. But we know him in a greater way, a greater way is even through the universe. That's Bereishis Bara Elokim, from Ein Vesaretz. So that's the Vayikra Shem Avraham Hashem and Hashem Kel Olam. So that's the Kel Olam. So that's what David Melech is saying, that you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Hashgacha, Hashem Izuz V'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Melchama. That's like Moshe Rabbeinu says, Al Hayom Niralo Shemesh Mochama, Niralo Kish Mochama, and the Nevuah was like an Ish Mochama. So that means Midas Hashgachoso. That's the first thing he says. The second pasuk is saying it's the fact that he's the Borei Olam, and the fact that he's the Borei Olam. That's the Melech HaKavod Tzela means that the highest level of Yedias Hashem is. Barak Tzosor, that's the Borei Olam. Baruch Shem Avay Olam. That's the ultimate. Hu melech hakavod selo. See, that's what the Ramah was saying. So it's not really a question. It's a statement. It's a statement. It means you can't know him. It's in a question form, but that's what it means. Mizeh melech hakavod. It's telling you two ways. Hashgachasom and through the breath. Bracious barlakim. Shemayim v'sarz. Through the universe. So those are that's the melech hakavod. So it's beautiful psukim. Really, really, it's the Yesod Yadas. So the Mizeh melech hakavod is not a question. So what's the machlekes? You see, it's the same machlekes with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad should be the malchus, because that's the ultimate malchus. Atares like Hashem Elokeinu Eino. So Eino Mavada. So that's really, that's malchus. That idea is the idea of malchus. See, that idea is the idea. That's the ultimate malchus. That means that you recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's malchus. Okay, so why does Rabbi Yehuda hold it's not good? So yeah, that's really Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad." You see, we all work Rabbi Yossi. You see, that's right. The answer is the same thing. Mizeh melech hakavod is the same thing as Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It means Yichud Hashem. That's what it means. Mizeh melech hakavod. That means. It means you can't know. So Biosi says that's the ultimate Yediyas Hashem, and that's really the ultimate Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. That's Malchus. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Malchus on Rosh Hashanah has to be the Malchus, which is manifest. It goes back to what we said when we started learning the Sugya. Is it Adon Olam Hashem Molach Beterem Kol Yitzir Nivra? That's Mizeh Malach HaKavah. That's Shema Yisrael Shalom Lepin Hashem Lepin Hashem Lepin Hashem Lepin Ein Od Movado. Same thing. All those psalm. Or is it Azai Melech Shemo Nikra? See, if it's Azai Melech Leis Nasa Bechefzo Kol, Azai Melech Shemo Nikra. Rabbi Yehuda requires the melech of the that the people recognize. Leis Nasa Bechefzo Azai Melech Shemo Nikra. So it's a different melech. So that's why he holds that these don't count. That's why he holds these don't count, because it's not Azai Melech Shemo Nikra. See, it's the ultimate malchus. That's the machlokes. Okay. Same thing.
That seems to be that's people recognizing.
It's true, it's people. Yeah, I know it's people. But the idea, Bashamay Mimal, the Alaritz Mitocha Seinod, it means that his existence is absolute. That's what it means. Absolute, even without the universe. His existence doesn't change. That's before and after the creation. It doesn't make any difference. That's absolute, the absolute Malchus. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that, no, Malchus and Rosh Hashanah has to be Azai Melech Shemo Nikra. So that's why he holds all, it's the same thing. The same idea goes through all these cases. Okay, but let's stop here.
Ready? Will you get some issue?
I'm thinking about it. I don't know.
Randy? Huh?
What is it?
This is going to be lost in someone.
When Ram mentions that when somebody's a bonus, outnumber his Kluyos, he's mace beyond, that means that his existence becomes equal to his non-existence?
No. It's a different judgment. We didn't get into that. Maybe sign that talk about it. I spoke about it once before. About what are you misspelled for on insofar as it's a Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin aspect. Okay, so maybe I'll learn something. Because people don't know. What? The Din aspect. Right. Yom is a Karn, we did.
Right.
But it's also Yom HaDin. So the Yom HaDin we really know. Maybe Sunday I'll... I didn't. It's on tapes if you listen to tapes. There's three ideas. There's Taishas, there's Ramban, and there's Rama. It's and it might be too hard. I may have to. Maybe I'll do a little bit.
Kind of
like yeah, maybe just a short bit. Okay. But I want to explain one of the tefillahs, you know, that somebody asked me about. You know, it's important to understand what we're saying here. See, the one tefillah in the tefillah of Zichronos. Okay, so the Lashna tefillah. It says, Zichronim Zichron Tov Lefanecha, Faktenim V'Kudis Yeshua, V'Rachma Shmesh Meikedem, Zichron Lanashem L'Kinesa, Brisves Ches V'Shuot Shem Shabbat, L'Avram V'Har Maria, V'Sei Re'el Lefanecha Akeda, She'okat Avram Avinu Yisitzchok Beno Agava Mesbeach, V'chavash Rachamov Lasos V'Tzoncha B'Lev HaShalem. So it means he overcame his emotion of compassion, kindness for his son, in order to do that which was God's will. So, fine. But now it says, now the second part, it says, Cain, Yichbishu rachamecho as ka'ascho me'olenu. V'tuvcha godl yoshevcha me'amcho me'amcho me'ircho me'nachlasecha. So, I mean, you understand that if a person believes that God has emotions or midos, it's minus. He's a min. Chamishu heim anekorim minim. That's one of them. So what is meant by this this tefillah? You see, what is meant by this tefillah? Kein yichbishu rachamechlas ka'ascha me'olenu. You see, the thing is like this. I don't know if you remember, but I one time explained the idea of midos. The idea of midos is not our knowledge, but it's our ignorance. It means because of our ignorance of God, so that's why we can only speak in terms of effects. There are many, many effects, you see. Many effects. One bore, many effects. So therefore, we speak in terms of a midas harachamim, which means an effect or an action by God that makes a change in the plan in order that we could survive in a beneficial way, although not as good as the originally intended way. Okay, so that's what's meant by rachamim. That's this midas rachamim. So midas harachamim and midas hadin is not in God. It's in our inability causes us to perceive the effects and to define the effect. You see, I mean, that's the concept of midos. Midos is our ignorance. That's what I say, midos. So what does it mean over here? What does it mean? Kein yichbishu rachamecho es ka'ascha me'olenu. What does that mean? And so it doesn't mean, like I said, it doesn't mean there's a struggle. That would imply that that's minos. It means it's not yichud Hashem. It's absolute minos. So what it means like this, you have to understand. This tefillah, kein yichbishu, was not an original tefillah. See, you have to understand, the tefillahs that we have today aren't identical to the tefillahs of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Because you wouldn't say this tefillah b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayam. You understand? Like Yerushalayim ircho barach ben tashuv. You wouldn't say that tefillah when Yerushalayim is in existence. You see? So the tefillah would be on kiyum, like the Rambam mentions in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, where he mentions the Kain Gadol's tefillah. So he mentions the where is that? That's in In Hilchos Avos Yom Kippurim, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph. So he says, "Mevorech al Hamikdash Brocha b'fnei Atzma Yiyeh Inyona sheyamar Hamikdash Shechina b'socha v'chosim b'brochot Hashem Shochem Tzion." So there were brachas. The brachas were different. B'zman she'beis Hamikdash Kayam, b'zman she'ein beis Hamikdash Kayam. It has to be that way. You understand it. So it means to say that our relationship now to Mikdash is that it should be restored. You understand? But when it exists, it's a different bracha. Okay, so we didn't say Rishlaim Yechav Brahman Tasha when the Migdash is in existence. Mispal for Kiyum HaMigdash. Like the Rambam says, Shehei in Yono, Sheyamor HaMigdash, Kiyum Yerushalayim, Kiyum HaMigdash. Okay, but when we don't have it, so Mispal that it should come back, it should come to existence. God should bring it into existence, you see. So, not all the tefillahs, even though tefillahs are from Anshei Knesset HaGdol, not all the tefillahs, this is the one thing that's going to be different, is Bizman Shebeis Mikdash Kayim, Bizman Shein Beis Mikdash Kayim. Okay? So, Bizman Shebeis Mikdash Kayim, this tefillah, how was this tefillah structured? See? It didn't say Cain, Ken yichpashu rachamecha skatzcha melinu v'tufchagol yoshuv charon apcha me'amcha me'ircha me'nachol asecha. Didn't say that, because it was in existence. Okay? And you wouldn't say, v'kayim lan Hashem l'kenes adov v'shif t'tram v'sasar adem ha'shav decha v'zachat lam brish v'shar m'shar tseisi asom meret v'sayim li'es l'ene ha'gayim li'es l'hem l'ele k'meni ad Hashem. You wouldn't say that either, because that is a tefillah for the gula, for the binyan bayis shlishi. For the Gula Zita. So it would be different, you see. It would be that the... So how was it before? So you still have the first part, though. See, Pagdeinu Bevkudis Yeshua V'rachman Shmei Shmei Kenim Mitzcholon Hashem Lekenis Abris V'seches V'seshua Shmei Shbatla Avram Avinu Bahar Maria V'seirela Fanecha Akeda. Yeah, that would be the same thing. She'okar Avram Avinu Sitzchak Menor Gavim Mizbeach V'chavash Rachmav Lassos V'soncho B'lev Avsholim. That was the original tefillah. And then you say ki zocher kol nashkachas, because it's the tefillah is zichronos, so akeda is an intrinsic element, an indispensable element in zichronos. So then you'd say ki zocher kol nashkachas atam eolam vein shichol nechisech vadech vakeda sitzchak lazara yom brachman tizkor brach dar Hashem zocher abris. That was the original tefillah, you say. So the insert that we have now is something which was added because of the Golos, because we're in Golos. So now we have to say that because we have to show our desire for the Mikdash, and it can't be so we have to say this tefillah now. You see? So the thing of this now what is it, how does this tie into the Akedah? That's the question. You know what I mean? How does this tie into the Akedah? Why is this the place for this tefillah? Do you know what I mean? Actually, you have it in Shofros, really. You see, it's Kabashev Agod L'Cher Yisenu, V'Sonis Kabas Goli Yisenu. Right? Again, that tefillah wouldn't have as much of basically Yish Kayam. Okay, it wouldn't say Sonis Kabas Goli Yisenu if everybody's in its role. Okay? So, V'Yon Tzin Yichor L'Shalem Beis Mikdash Chabasum HaSolam. All right? So that's real, but that's really the place for the tefillah, because Atan Aglesa in Shofros, because that's Gilui Shechina, and Gilui Shechina is ultimately, the ultimate Gilui Shechina is the Gula Sida. So that makes sense over there. So the question is, how does it tie in over here in Zichronos? Why do we need it for? You know what I mean? You have already the bracha, it's very... very clear about Akedah Yitzchak, right? And you don't need that, you see? But the answer is like this. The answer is a pasuk in the Torah. Because after the Akedah, the pasuk says, Vayikra Avraham Shema Mokom Ahua the Shem Yireh. After the Akedah, Shem Yireh. So Rashi says, Pshuto Kitagumo, Hashem Yivchar V'Yirelos Amokom Azeh La'ashras Bo Shechinoso. Well, lahakrif kan kabanis. You see? So, Hashem yomar hayom b'har Hashem yeroyah. There's a shechinah there. So, you see that Avram Avinu, the Akedah was koveya. The schus of the Akedah was koveya, the harad Hashem. The harad Hashem. Harad Hashem yeroyah. Harad Hashem yeroyah. So, the Akedah was koveya, you see? So, that's why... when we mention the Akedah, we have to mention that connection, you see. So what does it mean? What does it mean? It means that Avram Avinu demonstrated to the world the fact that he can overcome all emotions, and even the most powerful emotions, which is most powerful emotion, has a compassion for a person's son, he could overcome all those emotions to follow the his nevuah and his chachma and his understanding of mitzvah Hashem and abandon everything. See, that really is a, and b'schus that, that's what it says. That's what the pasuk says. Vayikra Avram Shem Amokam Ahu Ad Hashem Yira Shei Omar Hayom Bar Hashem Yira. It means it was something. It was a demonstration for the entire world that these people have this place. Why? Because there was an Avram who was able to overcome all his emotions in order to follow his Das Hashem, you see, his Das Hashem, and Mitzvah Hashem. So that's, so you see, so the Migdash and Akedah are intricately bound, you see. So that's really the Tefillah. Ken Yichbishu Rachamechos Ka'ascha Me'olenu means, it means that the world should know that. You see, the world should know that because of the Akedah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noheg with us in a special way, a special midas harachamim. You see, a special midas harachamim, because that was really Avram Avinu's accomplishment. See, Avram Avinu wasn't just Akedah, he was kaveh the Hara Maria. The Hara Maria is Bahar Hashem Yeroya. So now that we don't have the Migdash, so when we mention the Akedah, we have to mention the fact that it should be manifest to the world that's what it means the Midas Yoshev Charon Apcha means the Midas Adin should be the world should recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing with us. The Midas Adin should be removed in order that it should be Nizgala, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaRachmim is with Klal Yisrael, with that nation who are still under the influence of Avram Avinu, who taught the idea that one must overcome all emotions and follow God. That's really, that's why it's in this tefillah. You see, it's not in this tefillah simply as a bakash, because you have to kabbal shofar, you have in shofros. It's here because the akedah, because of the pasuk, vayikra avraham shema mokam ahu ad Hashem yira. That's Rashi's pshut kamashmo, that this is the place that's going to be the place of shrina. So today we don't have that. So that's why we're mispowel, that it should be restored, and therefore the akedah should find its rightful objective in the world, realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing in a special way a Midas HaRachamim with Klal Yisrael, and the Midas HaDin was the Kas and the Charonaf was removed b'schus the Akedah. That's what the Tefillah means. Okay. The reason we mention Bizman HaZeh is because the reason why we mention it Bizman HaZeh is because that's intrinsic in Akedah.
Yeah.
That's the objective of Akedah. Well, you grab Hashem Akum or Hashem Yira. That's the Migdash. Migdash is Har Maria. So it means that his work, which was to demonstrate to the world the idea of Yichud Hashem, should be fulfilled in the ultimate way with the Migdash on the spot where he was Mekayim the Yetziva Hashem. Yeah, see, Zamro comes in, it's a nice passage. Zamro comes in Meru, Zamro Malkan is in Meru, Ki Melech Kolorot Elohim, Zamro Maskil. Can't just be a sing-song. Zamro with Seichel and with Chachma. Okay, the one that has Chachma should be Zamro. Yeah. So the so what does the Gemara say? So it's machlekes, huh? So shtayim, the Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi Achas, and Melech. Okay, and Rabbi Yosi Achas, because he doesn't count Malkeinu. Why doesn't he count Malkeinu? That's not malchus. It has to be melech kolaretz. Melech kolaretz. It must be. There can't be any exception.
Well, it's funny
because the next. What is this? So one side makes sense. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda is mustava, right? It's melech kolaretz. It's not melech al Yisrael. I mean, yeah. So the one that needs a svara is a Rabbi Yossi. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you the truth. The truth of the matter is, look at the pasuk. I don't see what the problem is. I don't think it's good according to Rabbi. We said according to Rabbi, there's no problem, right? But really, look at the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Zamru elekim zamero, right? Zamru lemalkeinu zamero. Why? Ki melech kol haaretz elekim. So he is the melech kol haaretz in the pasuk's description, right? But it's zamru lemalkeinu. It's perfect. Zamru lemalkeinu. Why? Ki melech kol haaretz elekim. Right? That's almost exactly what it says. The Yedikal Pol Kiyata Fialta, the Yavin Kol Yotza Kiyata Yitzata, the Yomar Kol Asher Neshama Biapo, Adei Shem Elekei Yisrael Melech Malchusa Vakom Hashava. So it's the Elekei Yisrael. That's the way they. So Zamal Malkenu Ki Melech Kol Asher. So what's wrong? What's wrong with it? You see? I mean, it would seem that that's perfect. If you were talking about a situation where we are the only ones that recognize Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'd say you're right. Because then it lacks, because it's Melech HaKol Haaretz. But over here, it's Zamar LaMalkeinu Ki Melech HaKol Haaretz Alekim. So the Malkeinu is the Melech HaKol Haaretz. He's also Malkeinu. Nothing wrong with it. It's not a Tadis Aser. No, on the contrary, that's the Yom Kol Shana Shem V'Yapa Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. Melech Kol Haaretz. Very good. That's very good. Yeah. What Reuven's saying is good. He's saying no. It means like this. Just like we say Melech Kol Olam Kol Bechvadecha, but in the same paragraph, you say Baruch Hashem Melech Kol Haaretz. So it sounds like a stira. No, it's not a stira. Why? Because he is the Melech HaKol Haaretz, it's just that the people don't recognize that. But his Malchus is complete. So there's nothing lacking in his Malchus. There's lacking is in the people. So Rabbi Yehuda is interpreting the pasuk Zamru lemalkeinu zameru ki Melech HaKol Haaretz alekim means that he is in fact the Melech HaKol Haaretz, but he's not recognized. Doesn't mean Zamal Malkeinu Zameru means we should be mezamer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is our Melech. We are makabel ol Malchuso. Why? Ki Melech HaKol Haaretz Alekim, because he is the real Melech HaKol Haaretz. That's correct. That's good. But you could say it's machlekes pshat in the pasuk. It's possible it's machlekes pshat in the pasuk. So if it's referring to l'asid lavo, so kim melech kol haaretz alekim, because Hashem. Next pasuk is Hashem. Next pasuk Hashem melech hagayim, right? Melech hagayim. Okay, so it sounds like l'asid lavo. Sounds like it. I know, but all right, we can't make a decision like that. But it could be it's a machlokes in what it means. So if it's a reference to Lashon Hara, so then Malkeinu is good. But if it's saying Zamar Malkeinu Ki Melech, because he is the rightful Melech HaKol Haaretz, then it would count as one Melech, because he's saying he's the rightful Melech HaKol Haaretz, so that counts. But the Malkeinu won't count because it's only one. It's only us that recognize it. Could be. It could be. It's a pshat. It's machlekes and a pshat in the pasuk. Yeah, it would seem that Rashi learns that it's not speaking. Like I said, it's not speaking lasid lavo, but it's speaking ki melech zamar l'malkeinu zameru. He's saying why ki melech kol haaretz alekim. Melech kol haaretz is in fact a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We recognize it. The rest of the world doesn't. That's what it sounds like. So the question is like this, though. You see, the question is... So the question is like this. So now Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't matter. You see, what it means like this. I think Rashi says like this. That really, even if you're going to say it that way, but the fact is, we are saying, we recognize that idea. So our Malchus is complete. Correct? Our Malchus is complete. That so we're saying Zaman l'malkeinu. Why? Because we know he's the Melech HaKol Haaretz. So the idea of Malchus really is correct, is accurate. Even though the implication is that we're the only ones that are doing it. You know, Zaman l'malkeinu is American Melech HaKol Haaretz. We're the only ones doing it. But in our doing it, we're not being mamlechim only on one nation. Right, we're mamlechem akol olam kula. Yes, so in our framework of reality, there's nothing lacking. In our framework of reality, it's perfect. We're saying on the contrary that those people are ignorant, and we're saying zamal wakin awakin melech kol aretz alekin. That's the fact. So in our malchus, there's nothing lacking. That's our basis. It's fine. You see, it's fine. As a matter of fact, the Rabbi Yehuda is hard to understand because really the idea of the Malchus is not, there's no idea. We're not saying Zamal Malkeinu because he's only our Melech. That's Kol HaTorah Kula. The Malchus Kadosh Baruch Hu is universal. So there's nothing lacking in the idea. See, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says is fine. I think Pshat Rabbi Yehuda is like this. The reason Rabbi Yehuda says no good is not because the idea is lacking. The idea is perfect. The idea is perfect. What?
Maybe there's only one people singing.
Because the Malkeinu shows that the rest of the world doesn't accept as Malchus. So therefore you can't have a pasuk of Malchus where there's any lack. It can't reflect the lack. That's what he's saying. So I think that's what I got that from Rashi. So that's what Rashi's saying. See, Rashi's saying, it means to say, but that itself, when you say, Zamar l'malkeinu zameru, you're saying, let's be mizwishma zamar l'malkeinu, because we know he's the real Malach. But by way of implication, it shows that others don't. So he's saying, you can't use a posik that has any kind of lack in Malchus, that reflects a lack. What? Because that's a separate phrase. That's, in other words, that phrase in itself is complete. That phrase, then you're talking about in the absolute, and there's no lack in that. That phrase by itself is fine. But Zamal Malkeinu, you want to use the first part of the Pasuk, of the act of being Mezamah, we should be Mezamah to our Melech, because we know he's the real Melech HaKol Haaretz, that implies that others don't. So you can't use any Pasuk which even by way of implication casts a lack in Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the argument. Yeah. Of course, Vay Hashem Malach HaKol Haaretz. You see, that's what he said. It can't be any kind of a lack in the Malchus. That's what he's saying. That's a lack, because the perfect state is Bayomahu Yevayashem Melech Kol Haaretz. Is the Muslim Sheikh? That's the perfect state. This is a lack. Something lacking in the creation. There's something lacking in the creation at this point. That's correct. That's exactly right. Very good. Rabbi Yossi only needs the perfected idea. The perfected idea is in the pasuk. Beautiful. But the Rabbi Yehuda says that the perfected idea is fine, but you can't reflect a lack in Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, like this. The difficulty here is, I mean, like we mentioned, why don't you say, Kim Yeshev al Kisei Kacho, is that you don't need Lashon Malchus. Shema Yisrael Lashon Lashon Achad, no Malchus. But I think what it means over here is like this, that when you have one pasuk and it tells you and it gives you the reason for the malucha, so it only counts as one, the second phrase. But why does Rashi say that it's not a lushan of malchus? That's what Rashi seems to say, it lacks in lushan, right? He can't mean, like I said, he can't mean it lacks in lushan, because Rabbi Yossi has many cases you don't have a lushan. I think what it means like this. He means that if you would have a duplication, but it would have malchus twice, it would count as two. You see? But if you understand what I mean? In other words, if you'd have parallel phrases, even though one would be explaining the other, but if it has the term melech in there, so it's a separate identity of malchus. But over here, since there's no lashon malchus, so it comes out as just an explanation. So if it's just an explanation, so then you can't count it as a separate. What?
Lomaninin.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Lomaninin. You can't count it. You see, if you have the lashon malchus, even if you have it two or three times, every time counts as one, because every one is malchus.
Why does an explanation get counted as a second one? Just
mention. But an explanation would not be counted. That's why.
His explanation would be mentioned of malchus.
It doesn't matter, because he's saying malchus. It's a phrase that stands on its own, and it says malchus. So then that's it. So it doesn't matter if it's a parallel phrase. You see. Because it has the idea of malchus there. But if there's no malchus, it's just explaining how the malchus, the previous part, how the malchus comes about, or what it subsists of, then it can't count as a second idea. What? Yeah, I would say that the Shofen goes on the. Goes on there, not on this specific machlekes, but on the other machlekes, and on whether you need the other machlekes, and whether you need malchus or not, because that is machlekes, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, right? According to Rabbi Yosi, you don't need malchus, you don't need to reflect the acceptance by the people,
right.
Just the idea of malchus, yeah, the absolute. Okay, it's a little bit of difficult. I mean, it's the shoving is difficult. All right, not good. Okay, so now you have the machlekes whether true alone is good or not. Let's go further. They have the same machlekes again, right? Malchus sheyeshimo trua kagan Hashem alakov imo usuros melech bo omer ma malchus v'omer ma shofros. The Rabbi Yosi b'dama eino omer elam malchus bovad. You see, and now you finally come to his reasoning. True sheini malo klum kigun yom true yelachem omer mashofros div Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda omer eino omer kolikar. Okay, because it's just true. Okay, it's interesting. You know, the pasuk is ruas melach bo. You ever look at what the pasuk means?
Yeah.
Reus. Rashi says it means reus, and he says Tirgum also says that way.
That's right.
Right. So it's a very strange thing that the Rabbi Yosi holds that you could use it all together.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't have to do with blowing it a shofar. You saw that? No, yeah, it doesn't have to. That's what Rashi says. I mean, Rabban learns to do it. Rabban, I think the Ibn Ezra learns has to do it. True. But Rashi himself learns the plain shot in the pasuk, and he says that Uncle says that it means Lashon Reus. Lashon Reus. So it would seem that Rabbi Yehuda is right, at least on that one. Yeah. Maybe from what? It makes one say, yeah, Suras Malachba, yeah. So it means, what it means is like this. You see, maybe this really reflects on the whole machlekes of whether you need shofar or trua. Because you see, Suras Malachba, according to Rashi, only means Reus, right? But that really means Gili Shechina. That's what it means. Shem Alekav Imo, Suras Melech Bo. So it means that they have a special relationship. So and the idea of Shofar, that's Shofros. Shofros is Gili Shechina. I think, doesn't the Tirgum Uncle say Shechina? Shachan, right?
Yep.
See? That's what he said, right? Yeah. That's exactly the idea. That's exactly the idea. So you see that that's the machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and between Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yossi, as long as you have the idea, one of the ideas of the shofar. Shofar has many ideas, but it has idea of bechi. It has idea of Yishen and Mishnas. A lot of ideas in shofar. But the so according to Rabbi Yossi, as long as it ties into one of the ideas of shofar, that's good enough. That's true, because true really has many ideas. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not good enough. You can't just take one of the ideas of shofar. You must have shofar. The shame shofar, which is kolo, is like the base kibble for everything. It's the entity from which all the ideas emerge. But you can't link into one idea of shofar. See? Yom Teruah, for instance, Yom Teruah Yelachem means Yom Yabava Yelachem. So that's one idea. It's the idea of Yabava. Okay? But there's Tekabe Shofar God L'Cheresenu of Gilu Shechino is also shofar. So that's the Machlekes. According to Rabbi Yossi, as long as you link into one of the ideas of shofar, that's good. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you must say the Shem Shofar. It's kol everything. What was Lashon? Ushchinas Malkon Beinehan. That's the Tirgum Oglos. Yeah. That's Gilu Shechina. That's what it means. Must be. Yeah, it must be a semantic relationship. I thought of that too. It must be between Trua and Reyes. You're right. But like I said, I mean, it's a very bad thing. I mean, to have ideas of Minas on the Yom HaZikaron. I mean, not a good idea. So the thing is that that one tefillah that to a person that doesn't understand sounds anthropomorphic, we have to understand what the tefillah is. So we said yesterday what it means is the question is just a more basic question that why is it that you're mentioning over there in Zichronos, you're saying Yashavron Abcha Me'amcha Me'ircha Me'nachalasecha. Right, that already you're going to say in Kabbash of God L'Cheresenu and Shofros. Science Kabbash of God L'Cheresenu, right? So why do you say it over here? So it's a repetitious. There's no reason for it. This is really like Kedas, this is really Zichronas Kedas Yitzchak. And that's it. So we explained the answer is because the Akedah, there's two things in the Akedah. Yeah, the Akedah wasn't just, it wasn't a Soyan, it showed Avraham Avinu, his great perfection, but also after that, he said, Vayikra Avraham Hashem HaMakom HaHu HaShem Yireh. So he saw B'Nevuah that this place is going to be the place of the Mikdash. The place which demonstrates the individual that had the correct philosophy and the correct ideas, that's where the Mikdash belongs, because the whole Mikdash is based on that. The whole Mikdash is based on the ideals of Avraham Avinu. I mean, that's where the Makom HaKedah, that's the Akedah over there. So that's why Bizman Azev, we explained that in the time of Bizman's Beis Mikdash, they didn't have the rest of the tefillah. Kain yichpashu rachamechos ka'aschom me'oleno. Right? So explained, but the idea is that the tefillah is because the akedah is supposed to demonstrate to the world. Asheye omer hayom baharat Hashem yeroah. You see the pasuk Asheye omer hayom baharat Hashem yeroah. So it means it's supposed to be a demonstration to the entire world that the mikdash is built on the place where this individual who had the correct ideas performed an act of great perfection. Okay, that's the whole, so it's supposed to be a demonstration. So that's why they added that in Zichronos. Originally, the tefillah Bizman Shebeis Mikdash Kayam wasn't the same. It was. It started off the same. The Seir El Afanecha Kedush Akad Avram Vinus Yisuk Meno Chavash Rachmav Lasos Ritzoncho Belev of Sholem. But then it continued, and just probably the bracha was not included. You know, it's an interesting thing I noticed. The last pasuk that's included in the tefillah is only in these tefillahs that were changed. You know, because Tekab HaShofar also has changed. You didn't have Tekab HaShofar b'zman. You don't say Tekab HaShofar go to l'cheresenu when the Beis Mikdash is in existence. So you see the tefillahs that were changed, they used the bracha to fit into the tefillah. Originally it was probably like the Ramban had. The Ramban didn't like that idea. But originally it was probably like the Ramban had. They had the 10 psukim, and then you had the tefillah. So like over here you'd have the 10th pasuk. You say a sarasra kasulema, and then you'd say, and then it would say, can I give us any as a chrein is a good help for necho, vaktin of good shir rachman, it's called on his bissa chesed ashua, they say, rel for necho, akeda, shiokad of himself, benal gabim is beach, bechava rachma vlasa, sasancho, beleva shalai. Okay, so he overcame all emotions. And then it would say, then we go to the Kizocha called Neshkachas Atamayol and then Shechof Nechasech Vedecha. And the Pasuk was probably like the Ramban had, probably the last, right before the Tefillah. But when they changed the Tefillah, so they incorporated a Pasuk that's Me'ena Tefillah. It's the Me'ena Tefillah. But the important thing that I wanted to mention was that when it says, Kein Yichbishu Rachamechos Ka'ascha Me'olenu, it is not a parallel. I mean, not parallel, that's minus. What it means to say is, because of that, because of Rama Avinu did this, and the objective of the Akedah was the Migdash. So that's what we mentioned here, because just to mention the fact that the Migdash should be restored, that's the Kabbash of God L'Cheres Ha'inu. You see? That's already essentially in Shofros. Yeah, because the Shofros says Vavion Sinocha Barino Vulushlain Bas Mosh Sumhasalam Sham Nasal of Nara Kimetsuva Allah Basara Sakha de Mosh of Dechov Yom Sumchaskam Adecham. So that's the restoration of the Migdash. You see? So that's really the Kabbash Shofar, because that's Gilui Shechina. So the reason why it's here is because we mentioned that is a kiyum in the whole Akedah that's a kiyum in the whole idea of the Akedah, the Migdash. That's a Sheyam Hayam, Bahar Hashem Yirah. For the observer, it's important for the observer to recognize that the Migdash is built on that place where that individual manifested his great perfection. Because that's the Migdash. Those ideas that Avraham Avinu had, is the Migdash is based on that. That's the Derech HaChaim. That's the philosophy. So that should be demonstrated to the world. So we mentioned the Akedah, and we don't have the Migdash today, so we hear the fact that it should be restored because of the Akedah, you see? And it should be manifest to the world. So that's why we say that what should be manifest to the world, we ask that what should be manifest to the world is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we follow Avraham Avinu's philosophy, so because of that, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should demonstrate to the world that he's knowing with us b'midas harachamim, and not the way it is now b'midas hadin. You see? So we mentioned that's what it means, that Yichbashu Rachmechos Ka'ascha means Ka'ascha means Amidas Adin, we said. So it means that it should be manifest to the world that those people that follow this philosophy, these ideas, that God is knowing with them in this very special way, Amidas Arachman. So that's why, and how? Through the Migdash. Because that's the whole purpose of Migdash. So it's all from the standpoint, we're asking that from the standpoint of the world, the purpose of the Akedah should be fulfilled, and they should see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing with these people in a different way. So I took a look this morning. I was looking at the Rambam on this bracha and his lashon, and really he just about has it. He says, "Look, see, he hit it." Says, "V'chavosh rachmal asasuch ha'blev shalom kein yichpish rachmechos ka'ascha v'yogolu rachamecha amidasecha v'sisnahig imanu b'midas rachamim." Valtis nahegimana b'midas adin. So Ram has this right there. See? Exactly. See? So that's the Ram's gifts. It really, you know, he just about says it. And he says it, basically. So, reading from the, and I took a look in the one that Marshall gave me, the original Ksav. That's how it has, just like this. His is pretty, what? Excuse me? No, this I'm reading from the Rambam's Tefillah. The Rambam's Nusach HaTefillah, you know. So in ours, the old Rambam's, a lot of the time says V'chula. So the Rav said, the problem is it says V'chula. But now over here, you have they redid it. So you really have the full text. So that's what the Rambam has. But again, I want to emphasize, when it says Cain, it doesn't mean Kemo Cain. You understand? Cain means Cain Yehi. Cain Yehi. Roy Leos. I saw one of them, Farsham, the Anafi Yosef. He says, Cain Roy Shehi. Roy Shehi Cain. You know what I mean? Cain means this is the way it's so. It should be so. Just like the say Roy Lefonecho Akedo, that when the spell that Avraham Avinu, the reality that Akedah should exist before God, so the objective of the Akedah should be a reality. You see, that's what the Cain is, and it's important to understand it. Okay. Yes. You see, it's very hard for us to know how to tefillah from Bezman HaMikdash. I mean, you know, it's a lot of guesswork. I mean, even the Rambam, when he says in the Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, where he says the bracha of the Kohen Gadol, he doesn't know the bracha. He says he knows the inyan of bracha, but we lost the text of the bracha. You know what I mean? But he knows the inyan of bracha. We know. So it's hard to say whether there was some kind of a reference to kiyum hamigdash. Could be there was a reference to kiyum hamigdash because of the akedah. Okay, because the Ram, like Ram says, the bracha of the Kohen Gadol was on Kiyum HaMikdash. See, that was the bracha then. So, I mean, it could very well be that, you know, that it's true. I mean, but, you know, we don't know. I mean, it could be. I just didn't say that because it's conjecture, but it could be. I mean, I'll tell you something else. Now that we got to Zecharonis and Shofros, you can go to Malchus too. You say, Bayomahu Yeshem Echad Shmo Echad. And Melech HaKol Haaretz, right? So on that day, but we're still going to be Mespal, still going to be Kedush Hayom. So we won't say you'll have to change the Melech also. I mean, after we definitely require some some adjusting. I mean, it's hard to. I was thinking that the Kaaba Shofar would be like the Rambam says. There was one of the tefillahs for the Kohen Gadol. So he says that the Shechina should continue to exist, Beinenu. Probably that's what it would be. Instead of the Kaaba Shofar, it would be that the Ashras Shechina should continue, because that's really what Shofar says. Shofar is Gili Shechina. So that probably is what it would be. That's what I would say. But there was one of the Rambam, you know, the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur. I'm sorry, it's not at the end, it's the end of Per Gimel. Okay. He says, Mevorach al HaMikdash Bracha Bifnei Atzma, Yiyah Inyana She'yamor HaMikdash, U'shchina B'socho, V'chosim Bo Bracha Tod Hashem Shechim B'tzion. So Shechina B'socho. So probably Shofar would be that the same kind of a thing. Really, Shofar is really like it reminds me of the Ramban in the Chumash, when the Ramban says that the whole Migdash was really, I think one time did the Ramban, it's beautiful Ramban. He shows that the whole Migdash was really Maimar HaSinai incorporated into a structure.
Right.
It's unbelievable Ramban, beautiful Ramban. Beginning of Chumah, yeah. I think one time did it. Yeah, beautiful Ramban. Yeah, it was really, it was actually, and the Kruvim, Mibein HaKruvim was making the idea of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu was eternalized by the Mibein HaKruvim. It's that is the world, like the Rambam says in the Yisori Ados. That's one of the Yisori Ados, Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. So that was really the fact that you had the Kruvim because it was the kol emerged from bein shnei akruvim. So that idea was the mikdash was really an eternalization of Maamar Har Sinai. It's beautiful Ramban, beautiful Ramban. So Maamar Har Sinai is that's vayikol shofar chazon. It's gilui shechina. You see, so there's no doubt that is the bizman. Now we don't have it, so it's part for the mikdash. But when we had the mikdash, the tefillah was for the kiyum of the Hashra Shechina, because the Hashra Shechina reflects Maamar Har Sinai. So it's all one system, one concept. So Shochein B'tzion, so we are in Chosheim Shochein B'tzion, like the Rambam says that was the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur. after finish the avoda, but it's not in shofros. Yeah, that's a good question. Question is, Eli asked the question, why the main theme of Atana Glesa is really Gili Shechina? And no doubt, there's Mana Migdash. We said that you'd have in the tefillah, and the end of the tefillah would be like the Rambam says in the Tefillah's Kohen Gadol, the idea of Kiyam Migdash. And then we mentioned the Ramban that the Mikdash is really a model of Maamar Har Sinai, reflects Maamar Har Sinai. So eternalization of Maamar Har Sinai. So the question that he asks is that since that's the main theme, so how come the Chasima doesn't follow? Doesn't follow suit like the Ram's Chasima, where the Kohen Gadol was Shochem B'tzion, Baruch Hashem Shochem B'tzion, but that's Shechinas B'tzion. But over here is Kiyata Shemeya Kol Shofar Mazin Chua Ve'en Domalach Baruch Hashem Shemeya Kol Chua Samay Shal Barachman. So why do we switch to Chasima? The reason is, I'll tell you why. Because the reason is because the objective of Shofaros is really Zichronos. Zichronos is the main theme, Yom HaZikaron. So that's what it says, Kidei sheyala zechonechem imlofan malchios, kidei sheyala zechonechem lofanai ubameh b'shofar. So the ultimate objective of the shofar is sheyala zechonechem lofanai. So that's why I say ki ata shemeya kol shofar mazin truah. Baruch Atah Hashem shemeya kol truah z'ma Yisrael brachman. Means that he's mekabel, he's shomea to the kol shofar, and that means zechronos. That means that the zechoron is before him. You see, that's why, because that's the objective. That's the objective.
At the very end, it just kind of switches on.
Yeah, because the thing is, I'll tell you why. It's a good question. I mean, so why isn't the theme kiyata shomea kol shofar? But the reason is because the kol. You see, the whole idea over here is that the individual is lost in the quote in the Gilu Shechina. You know what I mean? So since Shofar reflects Gilu Shechina, that is the main topic, because that really overshadows everything. I mean, that's everything. I mean, that's the Gilu Shechina. So your worthiness is not valuable in the presence of the idea of Gili Shechina. Gili Shechina is the essence of everything. So it's all, that overpowers everything. So once you talk about Gili Shechina, that's the topic. Topic can't be your concern with yourself. You see, Gili Shechina overpowers everything. So that's why the whole essence is of the subject of the bracha is really Gili Shechina, and that's what it has to be. But we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that because we're engaged in that, that it will be the Yala Zichroneinu Lefanav. So that's why the Chasima is Kiyat HaShemeya. Because the Chasima is the objective, because we involve ourselves in this idea, in the concept of Gilui Shechina, the great concept of Gilui Shechina. So that's why we're Zocha. So that's why it's Kiyat HaShemeya. That's why Kiyat HaShemeya. See, the Chasimas HaBracha is that a person can do, because that's the person has a right to do that. But in the text, the main text of the bracha has got to be Gilui Shchina. That's why bracha is really out on the glazer. Gilui Shchina. But because we do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we say Barachna. It's interesting. That explains Kiyata Shemeya Chuas. Why does that say Barachamim? Because that's really Rachamim. The fact that the person is engaged in the highest ideas of Gilui Shchina, but nevertheless God allows him to be concerned with himself and with the fact that his Zikaron, the Zikaron of Klal Yisrael, should be Olah Lafanav. That's Rachamim. So that's Rachamim. That's God. It was really... It doesn't make any sense. We don't deserve it. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Gilui Shchina should... That's it. Gilui Shchina, you can't talk about yourself. But that's Midas Rachman. So that really explains the Chasima. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. See, Malchius is really everything. Malchius is everything. Malchius is Yichud Hashem. Malchius is the highest... That is Klal Yisrael, is Malchius. But Bameh B'Shofar, the shofar splinters up into various ideas and concepts, you see, and one of them is this Gilui Shchina. That's why. But once that's one of them, so it has to occupy the central position of everything. But there are many ideas in the shofar, because Malchius, what the idea is, the concept is that Malchius is not. If you just have Malchius and Zichronos, one would think that Malchius is easily attainable. Easily attainable. It's easy to attain Malchius. We just say some words, you know, and have the idea of Malchius, and that's it. That would be wrong. You see, that would be a wrong notion, because as willing as an individual is to say Malchius, he's still far away from saying Malchius, because Malchius requires great depth and understanding of major ideas, major philosophical ideas in Yahadus. And that's why you have Bameh B'Shofar. Shofar has many ideas. So it's showing you, the reference to the shofar is that Malchius is not easily attainable. Not easily attainable. Sajigan has 10 ideas in the shofar. Yeah. You see, that's why he has that. You see, that's why he has that. And those 10 ideas have to be the basic Rashi Prakim for the whole Hashkafas Yadus, for everything, mitzvahs, everything. You see, has to be that way. So and that makes perfect sense. That's Bameh B'Shofar. That we don't just hold that we are obligated to do Malchius. That would not be enough, because that would mean it's something that's easily done, easily accomplished. No, we say it's a very deep thing, Malchius. You could want to as much as you want, but you're still very far away from doing it. You can't do it easily. So that's a Bameh B'Shofar. That's really the Imru Lefonai Malchius Kedei Shetam Lichon Yalechem. Kedei Sheyala Zichon Yalechem Lefonai. U Bameh must be B'Shofar. That's what you have to have. Without the Shofar, the Malchius doesn't exist. Without the Shofar, it's not a Malchius. It must be Bameh B'Shofar. Teaches you major concepts. The shofar teaches you major concepts. One of them is the one that the Rambam mentions, that Uri Yishen and Mishinascha. That's a very important principle. I mean, without that principle, there's no Malchius. You can't just momentarily say a few words and think that it has any value. I mean, that's what the Waz Navi said. Navi says that Karav Bolshonom V'Rochak B'Vavavav. Yeah, that's doesn't have very much value. So that's why Bameh B'Shofar. Shofar means shofar has ideas, major ideas that teach a person how to reach the Malchius, how to have a Malchius that has value. Bameh B'Shofar. If you don't have the Bameh B'Shofar, there's no Malchius. There's no Malchus. I mean, you see the Navi mentions it. I mean, in Tehillim. The Navi mentions it in Tehillim. Ashrayam Yodei Serua. Ashrayam Yodei Serua. Ramban says, he says, doesn't mean know how to blow a shofar. He says, any fool knows how to blow a shofar. Hashem Yodei Surah, that's what it means. It's clear, just a plain shot. I mean, it's not a matter of Jewish. I mean, it's plain shot. Yodei Surah means they know the ideas that are involved in Tkiyas Shofar, the ideas. That's the plain shot. So you see that without those ideas, there's no Malchus, nothing. That's the pasuk Zamru Lakim Zameru, Zamru Lakim Zameru, Kimelech Alaretz Lakim, Zamru Maskil. Zamru Maskil. Without the Maskil, there's no Zamru. Yeah, there are many elements in Shofar, but that's why the element, that's what the Rav wanted to say, was that the element of Tefillah is the Mitzarev between the Shofar and the Tefillahs. Why do you blow El Seder HaBrachas? Because in Shofar there's a kiyum of tefillah, and it's a kiyum, and that was his raya from Shemaya Kol Trua. That's the raya, that's why, because of that idea, that link allows you to have the tzkiyas shofar al seder brachas. Al seder brachas. Without that, what's the shaychus? Doesn't mean it's the only idea. It is an idea, an essential idea in shofar. What's the answer to my question? You understand? In other words, you have a Mishnah, and you have to make a correction. So you have two possibilities. The way it reads now, it's a Mishnah Batara, Yotza. That can't be. So you have a choice. You can say, Rabbi Yosef, a Mishnah Batara, in which case you knock out two words and change one prefix. The other way is, Rabbi Yosef, a Mishnah Batara, a Mishnah Banavi is Yotza. Isn't that kind of like a more of a major restructuring? I would say you should stick to the minor restructuring. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says no. You have to say, Mashlam Batara, Mishlam Banavi, B'diyevet is Yatza. And why? It could be two tourism. One answer could be that the Gemara held that the form of the phrase is something which requires more accountability for, you see, than the words itself. Because that happens to be true, because there would be no reason to change the format. They're speaking, if it was just Mashlim, he says Mashlim Banavi, and he says Mashlim Batara. Then how did that creep in? Im Hishlim. You see, there would be no reason for error. There'd be no reason to put that in. So you must account for it. You see, the phrase itself, that could be corrupted. It could be corrupted. But it would be very hard to believe that there's that the you know, you can lose words. I mean, that you can understand, but it would be very hard to believe that the form of the phrase would just come from nowhere and just say im hishlim. See that? You know, I mean, so you have to. So that the Gemara holds, you must account for. You can't. How did that get there? You see, words can have people have mistakes. They try to make it shorter. They try to abbreviate the words in order to make it easier to memorize. You can explain that, but you can't explain a form that isn't warranted. It could be that the Gemara is that way, or it could be another answer. The Gemara holds once you see that it's corrupt, so you forget about it. That's it. You're not gonna backtrack and figure out what the right thing is. It's corrupted. That's it. But now what do? Now we put in the what the halacha really is. So that's why it doesn't say mashlim b'torah, because mashlim b'torah would leave out that b'diyevet mishlim b'nav is yatzah. We know that's true. And that's what Gemara says. Tanya nami achi vasikin. What was it? Vasikin ayam mashlim b'sab b'torah. Which means vasikin means that's lechatchila, that's vasikin. But b'di'evet, it's good. So it could be the answer is this. I like the second answer better. That the Gemara is saying that once you see that there is some, the text is not correct, is not precise anymore. So we forget about the text. We put in the Mishnah what the truth is. Truth is, Mashlom Batarv, Mishlom Banav is Yatzah, and that's it. Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Am I right or wrong? No, it's first the Gemara said, the Gemara says Mashlom. So now we have the text and we have everything is fine, right? So the Gemara says, no, it's not fine. Because Em Hishlim Ketani, and you can't account for that change. So you can't tell me the original text was Mashlim. Now, sometimes you can say this was the original text. Original text, we just have to adjust it. Something crept in, a prefix, a word, something. So, but we could say with certainty that this was the text, okay? Because we can deduce it, right? Okay, and that's what the Gemara's first approach was. Let's try to find the original text. Original text, the Gemara says Mashlim. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be because it says Im Hishlim. It's too corrupted. How did Im Hishlim fit in there? You see? So the Gemara says, you're right. So now forget about trying to reconstruct the original text. But now what do we say? So that's it. So the text is wrong. So now we'll just say what the truth is, what the reality is. This is what it is. Mashlim batarovim hishlim banavi is yatsa. What was the original? I don't know anymore. That's it. Doesn't matter. That was the original. That had to be the original. Okay? That's not saying. It's mashma like that because the Gemara doesn't say Hachi Ketani. The Gemara says Hachi Kama. Right? The Gemara says Hachi Kama. This is what he meant. Maschil Batar Mashal Navi Risan and Mashal Batar Mishal Navi Yatsa. Okay, maybe it's not a riot, but
then you're saying that if it said.
But you see from Rashi clear. Your Rashi is very good. Your Rashi is clear that Mashlim Benavi means Nevi'im, not Ksuv. Okay, so it can't be Tilim. And he says, Aksuvim Bein Tayim, Rashi says. Interesting Rashi. Aksuvim Bein Tayim. What's his lesson over there? Omaschel Batorah, Omashlim Benavi'im. And Rashi says, Aksuvim Bein Tayim. That's not this. Well, Rashi's mashma. I'll tell you what I think the inference from Rashi is. Well, Rashi's mashma is like this: that the question is you maschil b'tara, and then you move on to ksuvim, right? And then you go to nevi'im. So there's two ways to understand this. One way is that it's a matter of priorities. In other words, it's a priority question. So then after Torah is first, okay. That's it. Now once you have Torah, now you have two things, two elements. One is Ksuvim, one is Nevi'im. So I have to arrange them in the proper order. Ma'alam HaKodesh, whatever the order is. Okay? That's one approach, one idea. But another idea is that not Nevi'im is second because of an order of priorities, but there's a loch of being mashlim in Nevi'im. That's what you have to be mashlim. You see, that's a different concept. See? In other words, the reason why Nevi'im last is not because it was a toss-up, which should, that two were vying for the position. Nevi'im and Ksuvim, now we have to use something to determine, right? Use the determinant. All right? No, that's not the pshat. The pshat is you must be maschil b'shel Torah. That's essential. And also, there's another concept. You must be mashlim b'nevi'im. You see? So that's why the Ksuvim wind up Bemtza. See? That's what I think Rashi's saying. So Ksuvim Bemtza. It's not a question of being Maschil B'Torah A. Now I have a question of being Ksuvim. Which one's going to come first? Whatever, Milan B'Kodesh. You give reasons. See? then that would be a different system. You see? Then there'd be no significance, intrinsic significance in the Nevi'im being last. It would just be a question of priority. But what Rashi's explaining is that according to the Tanna Kamma, it's not that the Nevi'im come last because Ksuvim has priority. But the halacha is Nevi'im come last because he must be mashlim. And that's why Rashi says all four psukim. So he says if that's the case, then all four psukim must be from Nevi'im. That's the idea. It's a different idea. I would say the idea is Maschil B'Torah and Mashlim B'Nevi'im, is simply a basic concept in Yahadus, which is that the Siksuvim are the Dvarim Amitiyim. These are the Dvarim, like Rashi says, Mipia Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mipia Gvura, as I say, is Dvarim Amitiyim. We know that they're true, the Ksuvim. Everything in Ksuvim are true. They're ideas. But there is a different connection between Torah and between Nevi'im. See, Torah is not just that the Nevi'im, the Divrei Nevi'im are emes, but the Divrei Nevi'im is the way we understand the Divrei Torah. How do we understand Torah? Al Yedei Avodecha Nevi'im. It means that that's a yesod in the dust. That we that in order to understand Torah, it must be via the Nevi'im, through the Divrei Navi. Divrei Navi is what we rely on to be Masbir the Torah. And that's the whole idea of Masorah. That's the whole concept of Masorah. So that's why you Maskil the Torah, and then you go into Divrei Emes of the Ksuvim, but you Mashlim the Navi, because the Navi reflects back to the Torah. And says, how do you know the Torah? Through the Nevi'im. You see? That's the root. Through the Nevi'im, and of course the Nevi'im means then you have the Balei Masorah afterwards, but the Nevi'im are the prime example of Balei Masorah. Okay, that's what Chazal say, that Esrei Me'ezekeinim Tikna Tefila, Bahem Kama Nevi'im. Why do they mention that? Nevi'im is significant. So the Nevi'im is really the highest form, you see, of the Balei HaMasorah. Balei HaMasorah. No, Mashlim means that's when you Mashlim, it means that now you go back, reflect back on the Torah. The Torah, and then you have the Dvarim Amitiyim, and now you reflect back to the fact that it's only through the Nevi'im. Go back, it's really in a sense, he's being mashlim b'Torah, see, but in a different way, being mashlim through the derech haTorah. How does the derech to get to the Torah? You see, so that really brings the machlokes a little closer. In other words, like this actually. Now you see, Adas is lachi. See the thing that you see that Rabbi Yosi holds you mashlim b'Torah because you have to be mashlim b'Torah. Why? Because that's essential. That which you're mashlim in has a very special significance. I mean, I'm maskil b'Torah, and I go back to the Torah. I'm mashlim b'Torah. I show that there's nothing else but b'Torah. It's all one. Okay? There's Dvarim Amitiyim, there's Divrei Nevuah, but it's all goes back to Torah. All goes back to Sinai. That's the Chazal, that everything's given in Sinai. What does it mean? How can it be given in Sinai? And these Nevi'im didn't exist at Sinai. It means that it's all Torah. It's all Sinai. So that's why you're mashlim b'Torah. But the machlekes between Rabbi Yosi and the Tana Kama is how do you reflect back to the Torah? So one way is simply the way we pass on Rabbi Yosi. You say the pasuk Mishal Torah. Say the pasuk Mishal Torah. So that's mashlim b'Torah. But according to the Tana Kama, the way you go back to the Torah is you mashlim b'divrei Nevi'im. Because the Divrei Nevi'im is how we know the Torah, how we understand the Torah, through the Divrei Nevi'im. So that's why it makes that's why it's very good also why Rabbi Yossi says Vim Hishlim Benavi's Yatza, because he holds his main emphasis has to be that everything's Torah. So therefore he says the best way to do that is really with a pasuk from Torah itself. But Vim Hishlim Benavi Yatza, because that's also, you're saying that the only way you know Torah is through Divrei Nevi'im, so you can't say Na Yotze. It also reflects that everything's Torah. But he required a direct manifestation.
Tanakama also
holds that Yotze if you're not Torah? No. Tanakama holds no. Tanakama, he held that Mashlim Ben Novi is you're going into a different. Once, first you have Torah, and then you have the Ksuvim, and then you go into a different realm. The realm is the Divrei Nevi'im that are Pirushim to the Divrei Torah. And it must be Mashlim that it's... His idea was definitely Mashlim with the idea of the Masorah. It's a different concept. It also, of course, goes back to the idea that everything's Torah, but he held the Mashlim with the idea of the Masorah. Al Yedei Avodecha Nevi'im. So it's the that's how we know Torah. That's the idea. Straight. That's it. But Rabbi Yossi held no. Rabbi Yossi held that it is more essential. The essential thing is to show that everything's Torah in a direct manifestation. That's the machlokes. No. It's going to make a difference. Now that's going to be the difference. See, the Ran's pshat and Taisa's pshat is really good pshat in Rabbi Yossi, but it's not pshat in the Tanakhama. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, since you have to be mashlim, you should be mashlim b'Torah, so now you can't say that the reason why Nevi'im is after Ksuvim is because you have to be mashlim, because you don't have to be mashlim. So now it's a toss-up between Ksuvim and Nevi'im, and you have to have a reason why Ksuvim came first, you see? But according to Rabbi Yossi, according to the Tanakhama, you don't need that, because he holds you have to be mashlim b'Navi. It's an essential idea, you see? Okay? Yeah. Okay, yeah, that'll be the difference. In other words, the difference will be what's the pshat and why Nevi'im came after Ksuvim. If you say like a Biyosi Mashlim B'Torah, so you can't say the reason why Nevi'im came second is because you have to Mashlim it, because Mashlim B'Torah. So you must say, you must find the reason why it is a strange order that you reverse the order and you have Ksuvim first. Okay, why have Ksuvim first in this case? So he says, so the Ran says, Milam Bakaydish, and Taish says, because of the order. Because of the order. But according to the Tanakhama, you don't need that. You don't need that. Because it's Mashlim Banavi. That's why. Okay. Good. Yeah. Function, you're right, yeah. That's good. Now, at least the Lashon of the Pirush Mishnayos Rama's Mashma supports the upshot that, in other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, why is it Mashlim Banavi is Yatzah. It's not because of a different thing. It's because it also is going back to Torah, but not in the same way.